This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do, Stan?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. God!
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What did you do last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Paul Perillo.
Are you going to eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
And Andy. And Andy?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks.
Andy Hart.
Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
Some guy named Tom.
If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
Sweet.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
She's the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm 100% positive that she's my soulmate. I'm sure there's a babe out there for you, too. Peace out.
PFW in Progress.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It's our Thursday edition of the show. And I don't know, do we have any topics?
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few that we're going to talk about today. Well, we're all here. Oh, Eric's not, though.
He's still in Egypt.
Still in Egypt. From what I understand now, he is in the Great Pyramid as we speak. He's left the Sphinx, and he is now
Left the sphincter.
He is now in the pyramid.
It's good that you pointed that out, because people wouldn't know that he wasn't here.
That's right. Yeah. They would still think he was here.
When is he coming back?
I'm not entirely sure.
He didn't tell you either,
fill out one of those forms?
Yeah, no, he did. It's like Wednesday.
I don't fill out those forms.
He'll be back Wednesday.
You're above the form?
I tell Fred when I'm going. I send him an email.
I fill out the form. I'm a good employee.
No, he'll be back Wednesday.
You want to eat my salad?
Yeah. So
how does he get like a month's vacation time?
He doesn't. He takes it
he just
all at
goes.
Once, yeah.
But he's good. We get 2 weeks and he's like no, he's, gone for two and a half.
No, what he did, he didn't leave right at the beginning of the week, so we left like in the middle of 1 week.
No, that's my point, and he's taking 2 weeks
off. He'll be off
so that's 2+ weeks.
He's taking 10 days, I think it is.
I think it's more than that.
Well, you don't go to Egypt for 3 days. You gotta, you know, take some time.
Okay, so if I have something I want to do, I can just take some time because you can't do it in 10 days.
This kid lives the life, though. He goes to Italy. He goes
That's
to Egypt.
My point. He's had like 20 weeks of vacation in a year and a half.
That was last year.
If he had a girlfriend, his life would be great.
Well, does he do this by himself? Does he travel by himself?
I know he went to Italy with his dad.
Oh, with his father.
He's an odd
buck. But I don't think anybody went with him for this.
Hector Longo rule being enacted by Andy, making fun of him for traveling alone because it's, you know,
weird.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll be here until 2 o'clock talking all about the Patriots, and I'm sure our listeners and emailers are going to want to bring up this whole Spygate thing. And
I thought it was Cameragate.
Well, whatever it is. Matt Walsh.
Ian and I are wearing our Patriots shirts
yes,
today,
Yes, I noticed
Fred.
That. Very
and,
good.
And we,
I'm on
refer,
board. I got a hat.
We refer to it, and Tom's got his Patriots hat.
So
we refer to it as Cameragate.
You're the only one here without Patriots attire on. You are a little negative.
So Matt Walsh met with the commissioner, and there was no tape. He did not tape it. He was there and did view the walkthrough and apparently says he you know, relayed some of the things that he caught
like
while
there
he
There is
was...
no tape. There has been no tape. It's like the guy, Larry, is it Larry Craig? You know, I am not gay. I have never been gay.
So, and, you know, relayed some of the stuff that he saw while he was setting up communications equipment that apparently was going to be used the next day during the game. But he never taped it, said he never saw anyone else tape it, has no knowledge of any tape. And so, in effect, the Herald story that he taped it was not true. And
not that he taped it, that anyone taped it.
Right, that anyone taped it. So the Herald came out with, I think, an unprecedented apology yesterday, front and back page, made a big deal about it. Robert Kraft was on in the morning in CNBC and said that he was happy with the apology, wish it had never happened to begin with, obviously, but,
right.
You know, was happy with that, would like to restore the relationship with the Patriots in the paper that we had before this whole thing started.
And I thought Jonathan took it even a step further today, because everyone knows the newspaper industry is struggling, and any paper, you know, could go out of business at any time, and subscriptions are – and I thought Jonathan was very very emphatic, saying he wants this to be a two-paper
town.
Well,
yeah,
I
think
that's important.
Yeah, I think every major
Because the next step, I mean, if they sue the Herald and they lose and it's a huge – Well, I mean, there's a chance you could put them out of business.
I think that there was a day when that was more important than it is now to have two newspapers because that was the major source of information.
Right.
Nowadays, not
but
so much.
But it still is.
Yeah, it's,
let's be honest. The newspapers do all the work. Every time I read the Boston Globe and
point.
Then watch the TV news, it's like they read the Boston Globe and said, okay, here's our first topic.
That is
here's
true.
Our second. All they do is read the paper and put it on TV.
It's a good point. And even the online ones basically take their lead from the morning newspaper.
Right.
You know, so it's a very good point.
They're still actually doing the work.
Maserati's reading all the blogs.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to get that at some
well,
point.
We'll have to get into
Angry
all of that.
Angry Tony reared its ugly head again yesterday.
A rant like you haven't seen.
Well, I don't know. I think I understand his point, but you know, I also think that if you're gonna like get mad about you know about what the big show does, they are what they are.
Yeah,
you know, it's like they're not journalists. They don't pretend to be journalists.
I didn't necessarily think he was talking about the big show.
Well, see, I thought he spun off track I thought his premise that Goodell sort of threw in the thing about Walsh meeting with Dable having the lawyer talk, and that ended at about his third paragraph. And from then on, he was just
You're a loser.
He was taking shots at the team,
fans,
the coaches, other writers, fans.
Sounded like Paul.
Yes, he went on a rant of epic proportions.
Absolutely.
I'm funny.
Three paragraphs in, I was with Tony, but I jumped ship somewhere along the way. Except for the jersey thing. I'm on board with that.
No, and so tomorrow is a big day because John Tomasi is going to write his account of what went wrong.
Well, we know the source.
What?
When he writes his apology, you think he'll tell us the source?
I think that if you read, at the very minimum, if you read between the lines, you're going to know who the source is.
Uh-oh. That's dangerous.
And I certainly
Why
think,
is it you?
I certainly
no,
think
but
we
anytime
know
you're reading between
anyway.
The lines, you there's some
yeah. I certainly
interpretation
think we know who
there.
The source. I mean, to me, the
Bill
timing
might misinterpret it.
The timing of this whole thing can't be ignored. And Matt Walsh comes and definitively puts an end to Spygate, Cameragate, whatever you want to call it. And you know, Goodell kind of closes that chapter, and less than 24 hours later, the Herald, as you termed it, Fred, an unprecedented apology. We were wrong. There was no tape. We never saw it. We made a mistake, and we apologize. Front and back page. To me, that means that they had to have been pretty had all their eggs in the Matt Walsh basket, and it blew up on them.
I think that if the source is anyone but Matt Walsh or someone who was there that day with Matt Walsh, then the Herald really needed to make that apology.
Right. They screwed up more if they used a bad source than if Matt Walsh said, I taped it.
Right.
Because that at least is a supposedly reliable source.
That's the guy saying he did it in line.
But if you believe some who knows who that just said, oh, you know, I heard a story or whatever.
It would have to be somebody in football ops for them to have run this story in the first place. Even though it's wrong anyway.
Right.
But it would have to be someone, either a scouting department or video personnel, somebody that has direct knowledge, because otherwise it's really, really irresponsible, way beyond what anybody
now. I think that point that you guys made earlier, if the source lies, I think that it is not unethical for journalists to out that source. And I think I think when you're talking to them to begin with, you should say, look, just so you know, if you lie to me, I'm going to out you.
What if it's Brian Dable?
What if it is? I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying.
He should say who it is. You know? But either
way, if there's really a tape?
But see, I can't
That was the point
but
I was
see,
trying
I can't see anyone but Matt Walsh lying about taping it. Why would anyone else say that Matt Walsh taped it if Matt Walsh didn't say he taped it?
Well, first of all, the report was not that Matt Walsh taped it.
Or that it was taped.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know.
Why would anyone else but Matt Walsh say that?
You know? I'm just all for if it's Matt Walsh, for him to write, Matt Walsh lied to me.
Well, you know, and plus, then he's also saying that Matt Walsh lied to Goodell and he lied to Spector.
Why?
Well, because he's okay.
No,
I see
he
what
told
the
saying. Truth to them
right.
when he said he didn't tape
truth.
It. He told him a lie when he said I taped it.
Right, he's lying to someone.
He lied somewhere along the line.
Right. I mean, I think pretty sure he's a liar.
Yeah.
But no, there's no question. Look, all the stuff that we said about Walsh and how he was not credible, I think, proved to be accurate. He's not credible.
Except the Spector who said, I think he's credible.
Right. I think he's a college graduate, so I think he's a nice
guy. I think he's lied at a lot of different steps. Yeah. And let's face it, no one knows for sure who he lied to. We just know that he said contradictory things.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of people in this whole story are lying. A lot of different parties are lying in different ways.
And that's why you'll never know the truth.
Right.
Right. So let's just put a close to the chapter and you know, everybody, with the exception, as Tom said, of Spectre, who Tom and I got a lot of amusement out of yesterday.
He reminded me of Ralph Wilson. Oh, I didn't really understand.
That's exactly what he reminded me
of. And that's what he is, an old guy who should not be at the forefront of anything.
I don't know if you know, but he went through chemo.
He did?
Yeah.
He said it
7 times.
Oh, well, they killed his brain cells then. Jesus.
Well,
the other issue is the commissioner called Belichick a liar. So that's the one thing I found.
He said he didn't buy it then. He didn't buy it now.
For a second.
But I also think you could call the commissioner for some of his missteps.
Well, I have a defense of Belichick in case you guys want to hear it.
Sure.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
When Belichick says that he misinterpreted the rule, okay, that's not lying, because what he did was an aggressive interpretation of the rule. Now, you can say, well, if he thought it was okay, or even then why go to the lengths that they did to hide it? Okay, well, you know the way the Patriots do it. If somebody asks Matt Walsh, well, how come you need an extra camera crew? The Patriots are going to say, well, what we do is we film your sideline, then we match up the signals, you know, and then Ernie Adams interpret it. They're not going to – even if they thought it was – you know, a loophole, they're not going to tell other teams what they're doing, you know?
That's not a bad excuse, actually.
It actually makes sense.
Should I have been paying attention for that? I was watching
entire era of these ridiculous excuses for Patriots, that's not a bad one.
All right, can you repeat it a little bit?
I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people have said...
A lot of people
are criticizing Belichick today for... you know, the flimsy excuse of I misinterpreted the rule.
Yes.
And one of the evidence against that is, well, if it was just a misinterpretation of the rule and you thought it was legal, why go to the lengths you did to hide it all these years?
Okay.
You know, and Matt Walsh came out, and I guess tomorrow he's going to be on HBO saying how they told him to turn his sweatshirt inside out and tell people what other things he was doing. But, you know, if someone asked, well, why do you need an extra camera up there? You're not going to say, well, what we do is we film your sideline, then we try to match up your defensive signals with the – you're not going to tell them that.
Right.
Even if you think –
so it's basically to cover it up for the other team so they don't gain an advantage you perceive to have over them.
Just because you might think it's legal doesn't mean you want everybody to know you're doing it.
That flies in the face of the whole everyone's doing it argument.
I'll even take a step more toward, you know, the other way. I'm sure that Belichick thought – you know, I'm in a gray area here. Just like we do at PFW a lot of times, Paul, we have that slogan, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for, you know, beg for forgiveness and ask for permission.
Right.
That's what they were doing. They knew that this could be interpreted either way. They chose to interpret it the way that favored them, and that was going to be their excuse if and when they were called on.
I can totally believe that, Fred, that they knew exactly what the rule meant. They thought there was some ambiguity to the language, and they said, that's where we're going to fall back on it. If we're pushed into a corner, that's what we'll fall back on.
Right.
That I can understand. I can't understand that Bill wasn't smart enough to know what the rule meant.
No, I think I think
that he saw that there was some ambiguity with the way the language was presented, and he jumped right through the
–
and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I think when you told Goodell, look, this is what we interpreted the rule to be.
Right.
You know, Goodell may or may not want to buy that, but I think that's being honest. I think they did say, we're going to be aggressive in this interpretation. We're going to interpret it this way and say this is how we're going to interpret it and do what we're doing. You know?
Yeah, and that was the way he could fall back on that. And I think that Goodell, the way he said it, you know, and Andy's right. He said it. This is another one of those instances where he kind of tells you something that he hadn't really told you before. But says it like he told you 8 months ago.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't believe it then, and I don't believe it now. Oh, really? Well, that to me is the lead to the story, because you've never said that before.
And you know, this is another example of Belichick making his bed
and now
having to sleep in it. Because, you know, he's had those comments before about the geniuses in the league. He tweaks the league because of these rules that he knows are either not correct to begin with or difficult to enforce, or that he knows other teams are taking advantage of. You know, and this is just another example of that. And I think the harshness of the penalty had as much to do with that than it did with the action. You know, so I think what Goodell's doing from this point on is the right thing to do, because I don't think the Patriots are the other only team that takes advantages of this rule book that, you know, I guess you need lawyers to have to interpret, which is ridiculous to begin with.
Which the team now has.
If you expect guys that all they do is coach football to interpret rules that were meant for lawyers, that's stupid to begin with. It's stupid to begin
with. And we heard Jonathan Kraft was on as you
– Yeah, now we have to have lawyers.
Yeah, he talked about that.
We have to waste our coaches' time talking to lawyers now about – that's ridiculous. That in itself is ridiculous.
Well, one could argue that that's in some way Bill Belichick's fault. For pursuing every loophole in the rules and utilizing it, he is sort of forcing everyone to take a more legal approach to the rules.
I hear that. I hear that. You know, we happen to have a coach who's...
Mike Tice probably never read the rule book, so he probably never looked for loopholes.
Exactly. I found it funny the way Jonathan said that today. Right. I never read the rule book.
He probably never has.
No, why would he?
Yeah.
Why would he? Jonathan has no reason to have to know every, nook and cranny of the rule book.
I don't know if I showed you guys, but when all this thing was going on back in September, they had the page that the rule had about the videotaping. Right above it was a rule that teams have to issue their beer in plastic cups. Well, obviously teams don't do that anymore. It was just a rule that never got amended when they came out with plastic bottles for beer. They just never changed the rule, and no one felt the need to do it because so what?
That you can pee in.
Are the Patriots going to get in trouble for that, too?
Well, but that rule was right above this other rule, and it's just like, well.
Breaking news, Patriots sell beer in bottle.
And it just shows you the craziness.
Well, everyone else is doing it.
It just shows you the craziness Spectre. Of this manual, because why would that rule be on top of a rule about videotaping?
Because no one's ever opened them. I'm guessing there was dust on this book when they went to go check.
They're just adding to this thing as they go along, and they're not.
They were written by, like, Lamar Hunt.
The only thing about that is that it was amended in 06.
In 06.
Not 07, like a lot of people say.
Right.
06.
The end of 06. Well,
the beginning of 06.
There was a memo that went out, but the rule book still is as it is.
Yes, but the memo supersedes the rule book.
That's true. That's true. That's true. So now, apparently, the Patriots have this new system when memos come out that everything has gone through.
That might be interesting, and Andy brought this up, Fred, and I don't know how you feel, but that might be something that's interesting if we could maybe talk, not now, obviously, with this being such a hot-button topic, but maybe down the road, talking about the procedures that they do. No? Guess not.
I was going to laugh.
I guess not.
No, you're right. It would be interesting.
It's a positive story. Yeah, it's how we learn from our mistakes.
Right. And I'm not talking about a specific thing like what they're trying to utilize in the rule book, but what the chain of command is, who is reading what and what they're kind of interpreting from that. And how, Belichick mentioned at the owners' meetings that he feels like the organization
is streamlined
and more efficient as a result of this. How? I think that's a good story?
Well, I think what they mean – no, it is a good story. And what are you doing now? And I
see global,
now –
get back on that
global
one,
right.
I didn't let them laugh at you.
I think what they're doing
the global
now
have the
is
whole
all
thing.
These memos are going to one person or two people. And then they're making sure that the right people see it rather than
– Who are
some
those
memos,
people?
Some memos go to Pioli. Some go to Belichick. Some go to, Robert Kraft. Some go to the head of marketing.
So who are those people? That's what I want to know now.
Well, I think it's Edie Myers.
She reads them while driving home.
Edie Myers. Edie Myers, for those
who don't
know.
What the hell does this mean?
Has been with the organization since, before Foxborough Stadium, probably.
She shouldn't be driving.
She's been cleaning our kitchen. She's kind of our mother, I guess. Dead mother, you might call it. Yeah, she's about 82
years old. She should not be driving.
No. 82.
She can't. She's, all you can see are the knuckles of the steering wheel. You can't.
Her new steering wheel, and I'm guessing she has a new car because she wrecked the old one.
Well, Fred, let me ask you.
No, it's off limits on the FW in progress.
One of the things I've noticed is Matt Walsh seems to be gaining more confidence. Like that first day you saw him, he was all nervous and tight.
Right.
Then you saw him with Spectre, and they had their arms around each other practically.
Oh, for crying
now
out.
He's going on HBO, and he's taking, he's making jokes at Belichick.
I hear he's moving to Pennsylvania so he can be one of his constituents.
So do you think he's kind of on the book tour, as they like to say, right now? Do you think the more he's out there, because I know people that have worked with him in the past or knew him said that he's got a big mouth and he likes to yap, do you think more things could come out?
Oh, yeah.
Whether they're true or not, I'm just talking about from his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that, now he's actually given budget proposals to Spectre now, and,
Well, the best part about him is you say the book tour. Usually I think those are stupid because the person says the same thing at every stop. With him, you never know what you're going to get. I would keep calling if I'm 20 or 60 minutes. Keep calling because there's a new story every place he goes.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to watch this HBO thing that's going to be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Between the
Apparently
Lines.
Apparently Andrea Kramer works for HBO.
What's it, Outside the Lines or Inside the
Real
Lines?
Real Sports.
I believe it'd Real be Real Sports. Sports.
Oh, that's the ESPN one.
Yes. Right.
Within the Lines?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
But Fred,
OTL.
I did think it was a stroke of genius on Spector's part to say, to like go after the Steeler fans, not just in Pittsburgh, like the way he said around the country, and then make it specifically saying that he thought that this, that, that AFC championship game to try to get more people up in arms.
Right,
all,
right,
and,
right.
Like, and I said to Andy yesterday, you guys were at that game. The Steelers would have won that first game 100 out of 100 times. That was their day that day. You, I mean, I watched it on TV. You could see it right from the start that the Patriots streak was coming to an end that day. So for Spector to say, well, I want to know how they won that game by two touchdowns. And
that might have been the dumbest thing he said.
That was so
out of a lot
stupid.
Of dumb things. Is it? You know, he made it seem like it was completely implausible that an NFL team could win one day and lose to the same team the next time they played.
Well, then you got to look at that Buffalo game where the Patriots lost 31-0 to start the season and won it 31-0 to end it. So
I mean, is it that unrealistic to expect that a team could play teams could play twice and split them?
Right. Right. In fact, people say it's really hard in the NFL to beat the same team
I thought
twice.
That was a ridiculous statement.
And I think he needs to be careful in not underestimating the power of Patriots Nation, because like Roger Clemens, when he started pissing people off, dirty laundry started to be aired.
Right.
And I told you, I already read that story about Spector covering up a Frank Perdue DUI that ended up killing somebody. People, you know, with the internet today, and, you know, there's some Patriots fans that probably have the ability to dig some dirt
you
up
hear
on
that,
him.
Strippers? Let's get the dirty on Spector.
The
Come
dirty,
on.
Well
the dirty.
Done.
TheDirty.com on
well
Spector.
Well done. Yeah. Getting a plug in there.
Let's go.
That deserves a lunch.
Let's get the dirty on Spector.
Next week.
Next week, strippers. You owe Fred a lunch and the rest of us.
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com. Are we on the air?
Oh, Christ.
Why wouldn't we be on
the air? I have one people said, where's the show?
One people?
One people.
Where's that people from?
One of my constituents.
You do have only one person.
Did two genders screw this up again, Gary? Every time he's around, something bad happens.
We can't hear you.
Well, no, he's got to get...
Tell him I can't hear him.
Fred, one little bit of news that I haven't heard talked about, just totally aside. You remember we talked about Kevin Jones, the report that... Now, Sam Congato. So apparently Sammy Morris might not be quite as healthy as we perceive.
Well, that's what I'm taking from I said that about
one
the
of these
Kevin
guys'
Jones
signs. Thing. I'm saying Sammy Morris ain't going to be ready.
Well, you know, when he got hurt, it was a long time before we actually heard what the injury was.
And it was a rare injury.
Some kind of clavicle injury.
Separation, yeah.
Clavicle sternum separation.
Yeah. So I think was what he it might be, you know, like you said, kind of a rare thing that – there isn't a lot of precedent on.
But it was weird that they were so emphatic in, like, December or January whenever he was out there again saying, I picked my kids up and now we're going in the right direction and I feel good. It seems like they had given him, okay, now we're on track. We know what we're doing now.
He was very encouraging. He was during the playoffs when I spoke to him about the injury at length, he was very, very much looking forward to working out and said no problem whatsoever to be ready by camp.
I guess
maybe
that
going,
has changed.
Maybe they're going to the wing T where they need the three backs and the, you know, you never know.
It's going to be the opposite of last year. Instead of throwing on every down, they're going to run on every down. And they're going to go 18-0 again.
Kevin O'Connell starting and running the option down the line.
We'll do it any way you want.
But, no, I just thought that
with tapes,
was actually
without tapes.
A football-related running back appears to be they're going to add somebody at some point. I didn't even know Gatto was with the Dolphins.
Chris Simonelli confirms that we are on. So
oh, good.
That's good to know.
There was at one point, I mean, Gatto got hurt last year at one point, but at one point I think him and Patrick Cobbs were both healthy, and I believe Patrick Cobbs was ahead of him on the depth chart. So
he had his
Kevin Jones
he had his
is a
stretch
much more
where he was like the guy in Green Bay. And
Kevin Jones is a much more attractive.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. I loved Kevin Jones till he stunk in the NFL.
So did the Patriots.
Well, I told you, they're much like me. When they fall in love with somebody,
they fall in love forever.
Bill needs to see him stink in person in his uniform before he says he stinks.
All right. Well, we got emails coming in. And
from all the people.
You know, most of them
getting ready to take a break. Right?
Yeah,
you can't take a break.
No,
man.
No.
We're still getting slogans for T-shirts.
Yeah, but don't
right?
take,
don't
a,
take
break
a break
yet.
Don't take a break.
Because we have the stuff coming.
We'll take a break when the food arrives.
All right. We still have slogans coming in for T-shirts, but we should tell people that we have chosen the T-shirt. It's in production, right?
Yeah. The design has pretty much been agreed upon. We just need Eric to do his
share. Are we still waiting for
what
that?
What a douche.
Well, since he's in Egypt.
And I should we just not use his stuff and go with something else?
I'm fine with that.
You want to eat? Why don't we just go with a simple T-shirt to start? Because maybe we'll have a second edition.
I saw the design that Maura did, and where are the heads going to go now? If that's the design,
all she showed you was
the kind of
like
the logo.
Yeah, but that's pretty big. That's
going
to
go
along the back.
The chest or the back.
No, you don't put the big logo in the front. You put it in the back.
Sorry, I didn't know you were Mr. T-shirt.
So what's on the front?
I don't know if you know, but he used to do that for a living.
Oh, PFW?
Yeah, something like that.
But I think we should start with that, keep it simple. And then if later we want to have a second T-shirt, because the other thing is, like, what if one of us leaves?
Right.
Then the T-shirt's out of date.
So let's just get rid of Eric's caricature. We
don't
need him.
I thought you were going to say get rid of Eric.
But we could put the caricature up like on the website or something like that.
Yeah,
sounds funny.
You know, part of our
PFW T-shirt's in progress. Well, I kind of assumed at some point you need to sign off on them.
What do you mean?
The T-shirts. Like, actually order them.
Well, yeah. Once we have the design, then I'll talk to Ken Flanders.
Okay.
And we'll order, you know. You have to order a minimum of
144.
Yeah,
144.
You
that's gross.
Well, I don't think you have.
You got to bite on a job?
No, I'm just saying. Sooner or later, somebody is going to leave, and then that little caricature will be.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Things aren't working out for you.
I'm not going anywhere, my
friend. Paul has admitted on this show many times that he's
given
up.
There might be an opening at the Herald.
You were working on your second kid,
and I will not be.
You're having another kid?
Not yet, but.
The wife
you,
is
you want
it.
One?
Well, I like to work on it, as they say.
Well, that's, you know.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. So you're not going anywhere.
Dina's starting to chirp a little.
Really?
Yeah.
So she wants another one.
You're set. No,
why are you stunned that she wants a second?
No one in their right mind is going to hire Eric.
That's true.
So no one's going
Although
anywhere.
He did say he was this close to selling a painting.
Yeah. And that's I got a feeling this close is about that close in real
Kamani?
Life.
To Kamani?
No,
seems to be the only one interested.
That's true. I don't think he's really interested.
The guy's not that talented. His paintings stink, and they're overpriced. I don't know how else to say it.
I'm here for at least another 10 years, my friend. I ain't going anywhere.
Although there might be an opening at the Herald. They might. Your boy Hank Harkosh, or whatever his name might be
Hernowitz. And I'm not going anywhere. I've told you that many times.
Well, that could be the way for the Herald to make up to their fans, is to hire Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Hire everything but Patriots Paul Perello.
I'm sure that's what the fans are clamoring for, Fred. Yeah. Well, I know Sean would probably be happy. That's about it. Sean and Hazleton. He's my number
one
fan.
I'm not sure Hank is going to hire Paul after Paul put Hank's name out there.
Hank should be fired.
First of all, didn't put Hank's name anywhere. Okay?
You're the only place I heard it. Paul Perillo.
You know what's funny is, you know.
I said, who's the editor? He's the one who should be blamed. And you were like jumping up and down. Hank, it's Hank.
In that vast 6 hours yesterday where I couldn't find you, I had like three different stories that had his name in it. And I wanted to show them to you.
You're the only person I've ever heard.
And everyone talks about Tomasi needing to be fired. I think it's the editor. The writer.
Evidently, it's, by the way, the managing editor of the paper, who Kevin Convey.
Right.
You know, jump on me again for throwing someone else's name out.
Is he really involved? Like they asked,
absolutely.
They ran it by him?
Absolutely. Yeah. And based on his mea culpa today in the Herald, Fred, did you read that?
I think I did.
I
would be a series, by the way. Tomasi tomorrow, maybe the owner on Saturday or Sunday.
You know, Pat Purcell comes out later.
But he just loves dropping names from the Herald.
You
want to name every paperboy that delivered that edition of the Herald?
You seem to be the only one who has not heard these names before.
Right.
So I guess I'm clearing it up for you.
I'm not surprised, though, with this guy.
Right. But based on the way that kind of read today, and having inside knowledge of this particular situation, but some past experiences, my guess is that this went far above sports. This was something that the entire machine was on board with and decided to go with. And my guess is that it was bigger than the sports editor. It went to the managing editor.
Yeah, and he should be fired.
Okay.
He should be. I mean,
someone have to be fired? Does there have to be a head that rolls?
Well,
I think it's a slippery slope. I think if there was, when we were talking about what the source was, if this was one of those hearsay things that someone told me that someone said that Matt Walsh taped the walkthrough, fired. Now, if Matt Walsh said, yes, I taped the walkthrough, and it turns out he lied, I don't necessarily think he needs to be fired for that.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's a difference there.
I'll go with you there.
Equally wrong in terms of accuracy.
Yeah, I'll go.
But I think that it's one is you direct knowledge from a guy who was there.
Well,
who says he did it.
Wasn't it twice this year? At least once. And obviously the story wasn't as important as this, but Peter King blamed an accurate report that he had on a bad source.
In Baltimore.
I know he did at least once.
Oh, in Baltimore. But he also had how many different people tell him that something that he quoted, I think Jason
Wade
Taylor
Phillips.
And Wade Phillips were both upset with him over something that
Wade
he
Phillips
attributed
said
to
he
them.
Never said it.
And they and those two, Wade Phillips definitely said definitively, I never
right.
said that.
And you know, the
didn't stop him from getting a beat down in Dallas, by the way.
The
Kyle Echols scoring
touchdowns.
The story
wasn't that important, so no one really kind of. But I know at least once he blamed
but
the
see,
source.
But that's
that
the thing, Fred.
Baltimore, when he said Billick was staying, right?
Right.
Right.
He
blamed
was safe.
The source.
But in terms of that, it shouldn't really have anything to do with the magnitude. You know what I'm saying? If an act is wrong,
nah.
It should be wrong, and the guy should be
no,
fired.
No, you're right. But when you're talking about
you know,
a reputation
if Peter King is
of a,
using
of
a source that didn't really know
yeah.
that Brian Billick was safe and it turns out that he was wrong, why is that any more forgivable than this?
Because this had to do – this and the reason why the Herald brought this beyond the sports department was because of the implications of what's going on. It goes way beyond whether a coach is going to stay or leave. This is now – the you know tarnishing you know the
I
reputation
agree.
Of an organization.
I agree.
So it is a bigger
but,
deal.
But it's not a bigger reporting error. Is my point.
No, but it's a bigger editorial error.
Sure.
The edit. See, that's sure. my point. Is Tomasi made the same mistake that a Peter King made? But the editorial now it's
right.
the Herald itself that you know the gatekeepers that let this story get through.
So unless Walsh lied, who is it, Paul? Give me the name, Steve Conroy.
Kevin Convey. See, now you're throwing perfectly innocent people under the bus.
Who's Steve Conroy?
He's a Bruins beat writer.
Oh.
One of the best guys at that paper, by the way.
All right, well, he can say it. It's Steve Convey.
Kevin. Say it with me. A very strange
Kevin.
First name.
I think
Kevin
I think
Convey.
I think it's Burt Convey.
I don't know who that is. I'm sure
remember
it's funny,
that,
though.
The actor?
Yeah.
Burt Convey?
Yeah.
I have one other quick topic before we move on to emails. The fact that Spectre aligned this with baseball in the Mitchell Report, I find stupid. Because this is about in-league rule
right.
breaking.
It's not illegal.
Baseball, it was illegal steroids, and you could argue that it was affecting kids. They see adults taking steroids. They get on it. I mean, yeah. This is cheating. Cheating happens in everything.
Can I just say one thing about that? And I agree, obviously, that there's a distinction there. But can we all agree that Congress's interest in the steroid scandal in baseball had nothing to do with legalities?
That's what I was just going to say.
Nothing at all. If Barry Bonds doesn't break the home run record, if Matt McGuire and Sammy Sosa don't do it,
maybe.
It had to do with the sanctity of
yes,
baseball.
Yes, I agree 100%.
That somehow offended
oh, then
them.
That's stupid. They shouldn't have been involved.
But no, I'm just saying, I mean,
but
what's
I
your opinion
Paul.
Of why Congress got
it
involved?
Nothing
it had
to
anything
it.
To do with legality?
Nothing.
I wasn't in on the early
I mean, they
parts,
could,
I don't
but
know.
They could fall back on that, certainly, and say,
I thought
look,
it was
this is
like
bad
parents
for the kids.
Came to them and my kid committed suicide.
It was all because the numbers were getting knocked
down. That's what I think.
That's my opinion. And I agree that there is a difference because this is just breaking a rule in football,
right,
whereas that's
rule.
Breaking the law.
Are they going to invest
there
because there's a holding penalty that didn't get called? I mean, it's cheating's cheating.
And I think that it was a widespread use in baseball.
Right.
And let's put it this way. If they were truly interested in the legalities and cleaning it up and keeping it up, away from kids and whatnot, they'd be investigating football, too.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Paul now wants football investigated for steroids.
He's
like Tony Maserati over there swinging at anybody.
I just think
look out, Steve Conroy.
The steroids had
I'm
changed.
Actually swinging
the,
at Congress.
The steroids had changed the game so much.
Right.
Like if getting defensive signals were making the game 70-60, like if it changed that way, then I think Congress would say, well, we have to get involved because of the game.
It was 52-7 Patriots.
I'm with Paul. I think they can say it was the legality of it, but I don't think that's why they.
Well, I think they should stay out of it because they embarrassed themselves with the baseball thing when they were involved with this, and they'll only look worse when they get involved with this.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. I have to make sure it's right.
Yeah. Well, look at it and then read it into the mic. Don't read it into the mic, I mean, halfway and then stop.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's get to some emails,
right.
Shall we? Dick from Hanover writes in.
Hey, Dick.
See now. You can't
what?
Say a guy's name.
I liked. I wanted to address the emailer by his first name.
I just wanted to get in my two cents about Spygate. I think the commissioner went overboard when he fined the Patriots as hard as he did. He started out by trying to be a town tamer. a tough guy, it's my way or the highway guy, a don't mess with me type of guy, a no-nonsense type
of guy. All right,
we
get it.
Now he is hopefully at the end of this miscarriage of justice. It seems to me that because of the severity of the punishment that Pat received, that the misdemeanor took on an identity unto itself, and the media, especially New York, blew the incident way out of proportion. It became so big that the idiot Spector stuck his political nose into it to get free publicity, no doubt. Would he have done the same if it were the Chicago Bears or New York Giants? Makes me laugh at how the local sports guys try to find all kinds of excuses for Tomasi. His unsubstantiated charges against the Pats was, at best, just lies, and at worst, libel. I hope that he loses his job and goes to New York City. They love him there. See, I don't hope he loses his job.
I don't either.
One part of that that I think is interesting, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it, Fred. Do you think what do you think would have been this – the situation, the punishment, if it was Chicago or the Giants?
What would have been the punishment? It probably would have – oh, you mean from Goodell?
Yeah.
I think it probably been less because –
for Spygate. For, you know, just the original
– yeah, I think that
– taping.
I think that it would have been less – well, it depends.
Well, why?
Because Belichick is arrogant.
Because you think they would have come clean.
No,
and they wouldn't have come forward with some kind of flimsy excuse that Goodell didn't buy. I think that's part of the reason why they got punished as severely as they did. And I think that Goodell kind of let you know that on Tuesday by saying, I didn't buy it then and I don't buy it now.
Well, I agree with that. I think he thinks they lied to him in their explanation.
And I think that had part of the punishment.
No question.
Yes.
But I think that would be the case anywhere. If he thought the person was lying, it would be greater.
That's my point.
Yeah. But I think Fred's right in that I think the punishment was greater because of the arrogance of the Patriots.
Right. No, but I think it's all... interrelated.
I think
if Chicago was equally arrogant and evasive, they would have gotten hit just as hard. Now, if they were more cooperative and
I'm talking about the perceived Belichick arrogance.
My point is, I think there's a perception in New England that the only reason why they came down so hard is because the NFL hates the Patriots and they hate Belichick it was much worse because it was New England. Now, a lot of people in this building feel like that from talking to people. Don't you think?
But I would say, though, that once the Patriots got caught at the Jets game, they came forward with everything. They were cooperative. They were not uncooperative.
Well, I don't think that Goodell thinks of it that way.
Well, their official stance on it from the head coach, Goodell believes, was a lie.
Well, but it's not like they held back anything.
The truth.
They told him that they've been doing it since Belichick was here.
No, but he said I misinterpreted it, and Goodell clearly thinks that was a lie, direct lie.
Well, it doesn't matter why they did it. They admitted they did it. I mean, what else do you want them to do?
I think Paul's right.
See,
I think there's a big difference between admitting, I broke a rule. Yeah. I screwed up.
I don't think that they ever said.
He said I misinterpreted it, and Goodell said, I don't believe you.
Well, again, it goes back to originally what I said. I think they knew that there was this other interpretation. They chose the one that favored them.
But my point is I think that the punishment would have been similar, if not the exact same, to anybody who took that stance that Belichick took.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Whereas a lot of people think it was much more – now, I do think that the element of the Patriots' success had something to do – you know, because they have been so – even if it was, you know, Cincinnati.
See, I don't think that as much.
Maybe they don't look at it like that, but I just don't think that this had a lot to do with the individuals involved other than the individuals involved's actions.
I think it involves their actions previous. Like Fred said, those little geniuses at the league – I think that kind of a comment that it gets to Roger Goodell's desk plays in his mind when he's punishing Bill Belichick.
Maybe I think
Roger Goodell's a hothead.
I think that's an interesting part of this. You know, I heard John Clayton said that he thought it would be the same no matter what team it was. But here's the other thing
we have to consider, though, and I think it's a very important point. You can say everything you want about Belichick. But,
I'm not saying anything about Belichick. But, I'm asking kind of a hypothetical question.
I'm not saying
question.
You. I'm saying anyone. But when you talk about Robert Kraft – in his relationship with the league, if there's anyone that probably helped Goodell get to where he is right now and who continues to help Goodell put forth league initiatives that involve other teams, it's Kraft. So why would Goodell come down more hard on the Patriots? Because it doesn't just hurt Bill Belichick. It hurts the whole organization.
I agree.
But did that help or hurt?
It hurt the whole organization.
No. Did that relationship with the Kraft?
It helped.
I think it helped. I think he may have gotten suspended without that relationship.
I think he might have suspended Belichick if it wasn't for
the Kraft. I understand you have that belief, but my point is your boy was at the forefront of this.
Who's my boy?
Mike Florio.
Doug Flutie?
Mike Florio was writing at the time.
Why is he my boy?
That Robert Kraft had a very tight relationship, and Jonathan had a tight relationship with Goodell, and that might force Goodell to come down harsher to show I'm not Robert Kraft's handpicked commissioner who's going to bend over.
Sometimes that happens. People bend the other way.
Yes, you have to make a point to prove I'm my own man. I'm Goodell.
All right, that's
I'm erring on the other side. I'm with Fred on this one.
Yeah, I know, because that's probably the right side to be on, but.
How do I know that?
Because Fred talks to Jonathan, so I assume anything that involves the word craft, Fred knows more than I do.
Believe me, I'm in the dark on all this. I don't know what the hell's
on most topics, I believe you on that.
This one, not so much.
When it's craft involved, I don't.
Let's see. Food here yet? No.
Fred's dying to take
don't
a break.
Don't they generally bring it in and put it on this big table in the center of the room in front of us?
Gary, did you order anything?
No.
He wasn't here when we ordered.
He might have saw him coming out.
Okay,
something.
Read an email.
Let's see. Who's next? Up
you
next
have
is
emails.
John from – I'm talking to myself.
John, you're talking to hundreds of thousands
That makes
listeners.
For good radio.
Right.
John from Lynn. He says, the only reason this is a big deal is because most of the rest of the country follow loser teams, and all those fans out there would give their left nut for a coach who can win. But if their team was winning, they wouldn't be asking any questions. Of course, the media gives the loser crybabies what they want and excuses. Boo-hoo, the mean Patriots beat up my honest team. I really think Spector has lost his mind. Maybe he can hold hearings like the one Kennedy had last week where he grilled Lance Armstrong to find out that cancer is bad.
What? What's
I don't
that?
Know. I missed that one with Kennedy.
Kennedy had Lance Armstrong on under oath?
I don't know.
Because did he ask him, did you take steroids? Because that's the only question he needs to ask. Very plain and simple.
End of interview.
Right.
I know it's just a sport, but football is different. Like that George Carlin bit comparing football to baseball. In one game, the object is to go home. In football, the object is to kick the crap out of the other guy and take his land. That's why Americans like it, because it's war by other means. I bet the Japanese would have accused us of cheating when we broke their code in World War II, but they were too busy being bombed. Wow.
No disrespect.
We've got 9/11, World War II.
All of a sudden, we turn into the Rush Limbaugh show here. Anyway, he says, I'm a homer, but I would expect other
teams. No.
Really?
But I would expect other teams to try whatever they can and probably do. The only thing I'm pissed about was that they're stupid enough to get caught and lost a first rounder. Could have been a stud cornerback, safety, or whatnot. On another note, I'm Irish, so tell Andy that he's a big fat jerk.
I'm all for that. Andy, you're a big fat jerk.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, the thing I don't get, if you love the team so much, you have to know what kind of guy Bill Belichick is. Now, I'll give you an example. Andy, you told me Jimmy Johnson was going through people's trash. No kidding. I can see Jimmy Johnson with a hat and one of those glasses with a big nose going.
Right.
I know what kind of guy Jimmy Johnson was, and if there was any kind of cheating that he knew of, he did it. That I know for a fact. But to sit there and want, try to maybe he did misinterpret. Come on.
But cloak and dagger stuff has always gone on in the NFL.
Yep.
But I'm just saying, Jimmy Johnson is similar to Belichick, and he would do anything to gain an advantage. So if I hear about it, I'm not surprised. So my point is, when you heard that Belichick, if you're a Patriots fan, you got to know Belichick knew what he was doing. He's just too smart.
Right.
He didn't misinterpret the rule. Fred, your little thing might have been true.
But
still, that way you still know you're doing something wrong. You're just trying to protect yourself when you get caught.
Again, it goes back to I'd rather beg for permission than
And when we do that, we know we're doing something wrong.
But you know it might be wrong.
I don't always.
And rather than ask, let's just do it until we find out for certain. It might be wrong.
But you're pretty sure it's not on
I agree with Tom, though. You know who your guy is. You've followed this team for the last 8-9 years. You know what Belichick is. Dick McPherson, you might have been stunned if he had been taping the opposing side.
He's not smart enough to even think
That's
of
my
it.
Point. He's the nice old man you want as your grandfather,
and I'm not
your football
coach.
Like
Belichick. I'm just saying you shouldn't be surprised, and you should just say, he cheated. Big deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. This next person says, I was going to email you guys a football question, but if I email you, Fred will probably give out my social security number. You guys rock, except for Fred. Fred stinks. That's funny. Let's see. Matt from Oregon says, I'll be calling in this morning to set up details with Gary about bringing out the elk meat.
Nice.
When I come this summer. Did you get the call, Gary?
I'm still a little concerned about elk running across the country.
But he does have a football question.
As I like to say.
Where does the player who wants to go – where – oh, okay. Let me read that again. Does.
Does. See how you got confused.
Does where a player want to go have an effect on the draft? What if a guy really doesn't want to play for a team because he thinks things are a mess there and he feels that it will hurt his development as a player, but it's common knowledge that the team is planning on drafting him? I realize that this is probably a non-issue since you guys will go – since guys will go wherever they get the biggest paycheck, but my wife asked me this on draft day, and I really couldn't answer
her. They put up a stink, and they end up winning a Super Bowl with the New York Giants.
Yeah, they have
or the Denver Broncos.
Right. Yeah, it's really only a guy who is slated to go number one.
Right. You have to have
leverage. You have to have a lot of weight.
Right.
Yeah.
And it helps when your daddy is powerful and your agent is powerful and all that behind
you. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that Gerard Mayo did not want to be a New England Patriot. Just for argument, hypothetical. What is he going to do about it? How is he going to get that out there? Well, I'm going anyone but the Patriots. If they draft me, I'm not going.
I mean, I guess he could try to blow the interview when he had the interview with the Patriots and sabotage, but that'd just be stupid because then Bill tells his friends.
So you're saying the Raiders are going, my God, how come everyone's so stupid and it's coming out of college?
But no, yeah, Eli Manning, John Elway, they both put it out there publicly that they refused to play for the team that had the number one pick,
and both
got their way. Bo Jackson did it too.
Tampa Bay.
I was thinking Dwayne.
Wow, your guy did it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
He went to baseball and then came back to the Raiders.
I was just going to say,
in the NBA, it happens all the time. All those backroom deals there with teams that want a guy and promise to draft them.
And that's such a stupid thing. And someone asked that on Ask PFW this week. It's just the way the NBA, they don't let you actually make the trade in the draft. So you have to go through the charade of someone. I already agreed to a deal with the team that's picking in that spot, but they're going to pick the guy I want. Right. And it's just
then he goes
stupid.
Up there wearing that stupid Bucks hat when you know he's not a member of the Bucks.
Yeah, for 2 seconds.
Mish from Montreal, just thought I'd throw a little comment out there in case you haven't already mentioned it. I'm sure as hell would never waste a minute of my time listening to Spectre talk. But of the quotes I read in a few stories, I noticed he had no new information, which means Walsh didn't save any nuggets for Spectre that he didn't tell Goodell. Obviously good news for Pats fans. As for the independent investigation, is the NFL able to turn it down, or is it out of their hands whether it happens or not? I personally would not like to see the investigation, but not for the same reason some fans would. Obviously, many fans don't want it because it may uncover more wrongdoings, but some fans would like it because it may prove other teams have done it as well. I don't care if other teams are doing it. It doesn't make what the Patriots did okay. And even if other teams have cheated too, I'd rather it not become known and cause a huge mess of league-wide penalties, accusations, and integrity issues.
Signed, Roger Goodell. But no, they don't. He already said that Leahy gave him the power if he chose to pay for investigators. He would put up money from that subcommittee or whatever.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to have anything to do with the NFL.
No, they do not. Now, they could if they wanted to do some PR spin and hire some outside firm. You know, wouldn't that be one of those accounting firms or something? Lausch and Baum or something.
Quote, unquote, outside.
Yeah.
Deloitte and
Touche.
Touche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lausch and Baum is a contact. Maybe eyeglass.
Lausch and Lomb.
Oh.
Procter and Gamble.
I was close.
Yeah, whatever.
Johnson and Johnson.
What do you think about that? What do you think would happen if they had an independent investigation?
My question would be into what?
Yeah.
What are you investigating?
Illegalities.
Are you investigating the Patriots? Yeah. Are you investigating just videotaping? Are you investigating any cheating?
I mean.
Well, I think it would be the Super Bowl, right? That's what you would be investigating.
Let's forget it's sports.
PFW.
Yeah,
nice.
Let's forget it's sports. Let's take any industry where billions of dollars are involved, and you want to lift up the carpet, you're going to find stuff.
Right.
You know, so I don't know.
Plus, you know, you always have the theory that there's no such thing as bad publicity or whatever as long as they spell your name right. And they said Spectre did this for the free publicity. I haven't heard one person say anything positive about Arlen Specter.
No, it's not working out.
So all it's led to is that guy needs to go away.
And anybody that actually took the time to watch him yesterday had to be even less impressed than they were going in.
Right.
My guess is there's some people that voted for him because, you know, that's what you do. You always vote for Arlen Specter. He's the incumbent. Have said, that's the guy I've been voting for years. He's out of here. So he could lose his job over this.
Well, I hear that there's a certain person on MSNBC who might be running against him for the next term, Chris Matthews.
Oh, really?
He's from Pennsylvania.
You hear that from somebody named Kraft.
No, I didn't hear it from Kraft. I heard it on the radio.
Oh, then why don't you
just Chris Matthews, forgive my political ignorance, does he have a political background before he got into television?
Yeah, I think he was a representative.
Okay.
Yeah.
State representative?
Yeah, state representative. And he's liberal leanings.
Well, so, I know that.
Yeah.
But I didn't, so thanks for telling me.
I didn't know he had
Yeah, I think he was a state rep.
MSNBC is liberal and conservative is the other one?
MSNBC is pretty liberal.
Yeah, they're liberal. Fox is conservative.
Fox is conservative. CNN
is liberal.
Well, they're liberal to more down middle of the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MSNBC is the main liberal one.
Yeah.
So they're probably the most entertaining.
Although MSNBC Crazy. Has Pat Buchanan on it. Anyone that has Pat Buchanan on it, at least they're getting the other side.
Jackpot.
Break time, Fred.
All right. Well, we got a lot of emails coming in. TG says everyone stinks. Wayne is here to defend Fred. And Chris Ferreira says something about the PFW show not being on. No. He says there is no issue with the radio broadcast. I've been listening all along.
Just hit shift F5,
and there are
Chris.
No issues to report. So.
We have one issue, and it's you. Go away, Chris.
No, leave Chris alone. All right, we'll be right back.
Fred will be back after this short timeout.
I need to go pooping.
Hey, Freddy, while we're young.
Hey, hurry up in there. Jeez. You in there?
Patriots.com radio.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Quatemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Korkhorst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and there is it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I could always eat your salad.
You want to eat my salad?
Gary, help!
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, well, it's 12:57. Let's take a break. Oh, no, I'm only kidding. We're back here. Just taking a brief break to get some food down. We need our energy. You can't talk about this stuff without fuel, right? Speaking of fuel, I was filling up my tank today, and I was talking to somebody who said he was at Martha's Vineyard over the weekend. Over $5 a gallon on Martha's Vineyard. Crazy. This
you can afford to go to Martha's Vineyard. You can afford to pay the gas
this
there.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, $60+ to fill my tank.
Mm. Inspector's worried about Spygate. I got it in there.
That seems to be the common theme on a lot of those.
Somebody's at the door, Andy.
This is Brad Feldman, the voice of the New England Revolution. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's work. Go!
Oh, nice. Gary gave me a whole slew of them based on Pittsburgh and Spectre. And I'm going to go with the one, I haven't even read them, but this one sounds the most interesting. It's the Pittsburgh Harmonica. That's the Pittsburgh Harmonica.
Okay. That's good for Spectre. We'll give him one of those.
Oh, interesting. No, you can't.
Oh.
Can only give it to a girl.
Okay. All right, back here, webradio at patriots.com. TG and NJ says, everyone stinks in this one. I guess I understand why the Herald did what they did, but what bothers me to no end is that they went with it the day before the Super Bowl. For that, I will never be able to forgive them. They ruined the Super Bowl weekend, followed by 3.5 months of distressing speculation. I still can't see how Tomasi stays on the Patriots beat. Guess the only thing disgruntled fans can do is boycott the paper. Has there been any word of any advertisers pulling their ads from the paper in protest?
No, I brought this up to Paul. The advertiser who made out yesterday was Champion Home Improvements, whose ad was on the back page, and every media outlet used the front and the back and showed Champion Home Improvement. Even Patriots.com, you had it on the splash page.
I have to say, you really dropped the ball. It should have been Pittsburgh pepper spray.
Well, I was eating, and I didn't look at the four, so I just picked one. Harmonica, you know, my mind started racing. Why, what's Pittsburgh pepper spray?
You don't ask Tom
say it.
Huh? You don't ask Tom, he'll actually say it.
Oh.
What happens to Walsh going forward? I know he's got his 15 minutes tomorrow night on HBO, but is that it? Can he even show his face in the New England area again? Does he just go back to Hawaii and that's it for him? If Tomasi claims Walsh was his source, then what for Walsh? I hate everybody involved in this. The only people you can get behind are the players, which is ironic, isn't it? That's the reason we watch the sport in the first place.
Where Eric always is behind the.
See now.
You know who looks really bad in this? And I'm probably the only one who notes this type of thing, but John Tomasi, and then today, Tony Maserati came out with a story that we sort of were joking about where he was just back into a corner ripping everyone, the fans, the team, Goodell. What do those two guys have in common, Paul Perillo? And they share that with Andy Hart.
They're fat.
Tufts
University not producing a lot of great writers this century.
The both of them are from Tufts.
If they have like a page or something that lists like famous alumni, if those two are on it, they might want to go and remove those for a little while because I don't think that'll help their help themselves in New England right now.
Let's see. Ethan writes in. He's from Delaware, and he says, I don't know if you caught it in the Spectre presser, but when he basically connected the NFL to allowing the Patriots to cheat with kids cheating on their grade school math test. Was that a South Park
that
reference?
There would be no math.
Did he not get the joke, or did he just find the episode particularly prophetic? Also, I might be an unwashed homer, as Tony Maserati claims, but I do not see how the fact that the Patriots were trying to conceal the taping was indication that misinterpreted the rule statement is patently false and means more punishment should be forthcoming. The interpretation of the rules was a way to justify it to the league in the eventuality of NFL security getting involved by trying to squeeze in through the letter of the rule, if clearly not the spirit of the rule. I will never believe that Bill thought the practice was on the up and up, but on the other hand, if you think you have found a weak point in a rule and could possibly bend it without technically breaking it, then I can understand doing it. I am morally flexible. I still am only really puzzled, pissed that the operation wasn't shut down once the league was sent the memo. That's a good point. Let's not be stupid here. But if you're going to do it in the first place, you need to get the other team to let your guy do it in the first place, which means making sure they don't know why he's there, which will mean a certain level of deception, such as a whole lot of lying. Sorry, Fred. It was a spy operation, no matter what Stacey James says. Look, looks like the whole thing is going to get a whole lot uglier. Try and keep the sharp objects away from Fred.
That was a good email.
I think it's basically what I said earlier.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't think it's going to get a whole lot uglier, though. I think it's petering out. There might be a few things here and there or this and that. You know, Walsh might go on a couple different media places and say, but I think it's kind of petering out.
Well, in a week, Walsh might say that Belichick told
Shot
him to Kennedy. Tape. Yeah.
on the phone right now is John from Palm Bay. John, how you doing?
Hey, good. I survived big fires down here in Florida just recently.
Well, good. We're glad to hear it.
Hey, I got a question on the museum. I'm going to go up and visit it once it's finished. But I was looking up some Boston football history, and I saw a team called the Boston Redskins and the Boston Yanks. They're going to be included in the museum for football in New England.
There will be an exhibit called Football in New England, and there will be some history of those two teams there.
Going back to the 40s with Paul.
Yes.
Okay. Are the Redskins the Washington Redskins now too?
Yep. They turned into the Washington Redskins.
Okay, that was my question.
All right. John in Palm Bay.
So that bigotry and racism started right here in New England.
Braves too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Kamani says, you're going to crush Eric if you nix his drawing for the T-shirt. I don't know.
Well, tell him to get it done. I mean, it's been months. Come on. As Fred said, people do this on the pier in 10 minutes.
I know. For like one hundredth of the money, too.
And Carmani, you should really tell Eric to get it done, because it's clear you're a friend or cohort or hater. Or
lover.
Something of Eric's.
Wayne Brady writes in, here's another analogy of Fred's point defending Belichick. When a financially savvy person discovers a loophole in the tax law for his personal gain, he will A, maximize his benefit of the loophole, B, not notify the IRS of the loophole, and C, defend his interpretation of the loophole in order to minimize or avoid penalty once it is discovered by the governing party. The spirit of the rule is clear, but the language needs to be clarified. I believe Paul had previously alluded to the poor wording of the rule. My point is that BB didn't lie. He saw what he thought was a crack in the rule that allowed him to circumvent what everyone else saw as clear. The NFL told him he was wrong and punished him. I commend his aggressive style, but am embarrassed and angered by the outcome. All in all, any benefit that Bill saw in the taping was non-existent in reality. It caused what will turn out to be a never-ending shame as a Patriot fan of having to defend against the over-exaggerated views from Patriot haters. I thought that was a pretty level email.
Yeah.
Wait.
A couple of good emails.
What was the first?
We're getting.
Did you close it already?
Yeah. What's?
Didn't he say there was no benefit to it?
No, he said in hindsight,
right,
it's done more
no
damage than any benefit you could have gotten, because all it's done is cast aspersions on everything that you've accomplished.
I don't necessarily agree with that. If you won three Super Bowls because of it, you won three Super Bowls because of it. I don't believe you did, but if you did, people will never take away those Super Bowls.
No, that's
you're always a three-time Super
true.
Bowl winner.
That's
he
true.
He will always be a three-time winner first and cheater second.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that, too, the other day, is where do you think that falls in? And we talked about it at the time. It's probably like third paragraph. You know, John Clayton was talking about it with Felger on his show yesterday. And I agree with that. I think it doesn't go above three-time Super Bowl winner or whatever many he ends up winning before he's all done. And all the innovative things that he's done and brought to the league, I think, in terms of using players in different spots and things like
right.
that. But then it comes after that. You know, it's not a footnote at the end.
But he'll always be three-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill
right.
Belichick first before Cheater.
Right. But I think there's also going to be an element of people that will always think that you cheated.
Let's put it this way. Somebody right. on Bill's staff is going to spend a lot of time from here on in updating the Wikipedia site and trying to delete what other people are putting
in. Oh, that thing had to be locked a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's locked. Like, you can't update the President Bush one, right? That one's locked.
Yeah, oh, President Belichick.
let's see. Sir Luck says, is that Lucky? Is Sir Luck Lucky?
I don't think so.
Anyway, whoever it is says that the T's have to have faces on them. Oh, Larry says that.
No, it's not Lucky. It's Larry.
Paul, while you're up, a soda, please. Thank you.
Fred doesn't know where the head goes, says Brian. Fred, you have kids and you don't know where the head goes? What were we talking about?
Where the heads go on the T-shirt.
Oh.
You know?
I have a response to Tom's question regarding why younger people would buy the paper. Well, maybe I am old school, but there is nothing like grabbing the old PFW and sitting on the throne until my legs go numb. It was like that for my father when I was a kid, and he would grab the paper and a smoke and completely render the bathroom out of order
Mine
for an
too.
Hour minimum. Ah, the wonderful memories of childhood.
But that's my point. My father did that exact same thing, and that's why I do it. But today's generation doesn't do that. They don't read the newspaper anymore. So I think after a while, you get to those people who never had it when they were younger, and with more and more technology coming out. And, I mean, according to Fred, pretty much your phone's going to be able to do pretty much everything in about 5 years. So,
let's see. Stripper says, I read this on a Philly paper site. Why didn't anyone ask Spector? How knowing the Steelers' defensive singles would help the Pats intercept 3 Ben Roethlisberger passes or score 24 points on a total of 4 turnovers. There you go. Had nothing to do with the offense, right?
Well, now we know that they did it both offense and defense.
Oh, right. Great. Let's see.
There was your olive branch to the Herald, Paul Perillo. You're going to slide right into that pro-Patriots beat.
Oh, those wings look good.
So have them. You paid for them.
I know, but I'm reading emails. Chris
Simonelli
says, as aggravating as the past 100 days or so have been, these past 2 days have been that much more enjoyable. I'm glad Walsh finally spoke and that the Herald apologized. Also, in hearing Tom Brady and Jonathan Kraft on the radio talk shows about all this, as a fan, it felt pretty good to hear them. I love the Pats and Belichick more than anybody. I think we can all agree, though, that Belichick pushed the rule to its limit, and in the end, he's the one most directly responsible for all of this. Also, if I hear one more person say John Tomasi ruined the Super Bowl, I'm going to scream. Come on, Pats fan, do you really believe it was the Herald article that cost us that game? As for Tomasi, I feel he should cover another sport since I think it will be next to impossible for him to cover this team. Just look at last couple of Belichick press conferences when Tomasi asks a question, Belichick burns a hole right through him. Finally, I want to thank you guys, Fred, Tom, Paul, Andy, and Eric, for providing us fans a place to get away and vent about all this. In my opinion, you guys are the best in the business, and I can't wait for the 08 season.
Woohoo!
So,
and I agree, though. The score of that Super Bowl would have been the same.
Well,
regardless.
Here's the other thing. If they had won the game and we still had all this stuff, it would have been a lot easier to take.
Look, can I say this, too?
They were ahead with 2 minutes to go.
Couple of things. Number one, I think the email is right on. I mean, if we're going to fire John Tomasi for ruining the Super Bowl, let's see if we can get the commissioner to suspend OCU Manure and Justin Tuck, too, because that kind of ruined it for me. But you can't sit there and say the Patriots got a lot of motivation out of all the people that doubted them all year, and how they used it as a chip on their shoulder, and it was us against the world, and they rattled off 18 wins in a row, partly because of all this Spygate stuff, and then say the video story that came out the day before the Super Bowl cost them the Super Bowl. You can't say both, and a lot of people said the other.
Fred, I have a specific question.
Apparently, the Belichick Wikipedia isn't locked down. Gary just handed me a whole bunch of stuff.
I should go in there sometime. Oh, I think we're banned from this building from any Wikipedia site, aren't we?
Thanks to you.
There was that feud I had once. But, Fred, I heard a report that said the Saturday after the report came out in the Saturday morning paper in the Herald that, like, 3 black cars of NFL security pulled up to the hotel and interviewed people. Is that accurate?
Here's the problem, and this is the exact truth. When that came out, that Saturday before, they had Pioli hold up, they had Belichick hold up, they had the Kraft hold up, they had people in the video department hold up.
Jimmy D and Fernando Netto, as Jonathan said
people,
today on the radio.
People who should have been preparing for the Super Bowl were spending a hell of a lot of time, and not that by that time you shouldn't be ready anyway.
And that's wrong. And that
the hay is in the barn.
But it was a distraction.
But that's
that
a distraction.
Day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that.
But I think the game plan by then was
pretty
much
the players weren't distracted.
And the players weren't involved,
no,
right?
They were by Saturday you're out with your families,
right? I had heard that report and I wanted to make sure it was accurate.
But there was a considerable amount of time Saturday spent being interviewed by NFL people.
Was it kind of cool when they pulled up? Because the report I heard made it sound kind of cool.
Oh,
like
I didn't see
4 black
it.
Cars pulled up and badasses and suits got out. They made
his
it
wife
kinda
was spending his money at the mall.
That's
the
true.
Street.
He was over at that Richie.
He got that right.
While I was in the where was I staying?
The sleep in.
I was sleep in.
Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Tuesday's show was one of the more pathetic, or I should say apathetic, I have listened to in a while. Not one gripe, not one word about lunch or that lack thereof, not even a peep about Andy's gastrointestinal disturbances, no long-winded rants from Casale about his raise or lack thereof, and usually fiery Paul Perillo merely sighed out loud when Fred of the Patriots-colored glasses once again reiterated that Belichick did not cheat. You guys really need Eric. I'm really hoping this whole spy camera gate thing is now finally laid to rest, but I have a bad feeling that Spectre is just enough of an a-hole to try to keep it afloat. And now, before Gary implodes and blows me up, I actually have a football-related question. Brady had a high ankle sprain before the Super Bowl and then re-injured it in the Super Bowl, right? Is it possible that this injury is more than we think and Belichick is keeping him away just to ensure that he's 100%? I've read where a stable high ankle injury can be treated with a cast in 6 weeks, but that an unstable one is usually treated with surgery where a screw is placed between the tibia and the fibia and is left in for 3 months. I don't know.
Now, that would be a good story if he had some surgery and had a screw.
But I just fall back on if he had surgery, if he had a major injury.
Why is he not here?
He should be here working out with your medical staff. Joe Van Allen and Jim Whalen and everybody.
Do we get a report that he
unless Giselle is suddenly like Dr. James Andrews and is performing day to day?
He definitely had a problem
performing on him day to day, but it's not his ankle.
Oh, Andy!
The guy was upset that we didn't
have. Now
any
I have
of
to have
our,
another sigh for
our
him.
Prototypical thing. So I had to. And by the way, I got rumblings in my bumblings right now.
Wait a minute. Do we know? And we know that he had an injury going into the Super Bowl.
I didn't know he re-injured
it. Do we know that he re-injured it? In the Super Bowl?
But I was in section 407, seat 407.
I'm sure it didn't get any better during the course of the game as a result of playing.
I don't remember him ever having to limp off or being looked at by...
More importantly, were there any reports that he said that he re-injured it at some point in the game?
No.
I don't remember hearing that.
No.
He will be in town this week for passing camps or whatever that start this week. And he's going to be in town for his Audi thing because some guy left me a message from...
Right?
Well, yeah. This week and next mean the same thing, Paul.
For that quote-unquote surprise that everyone knows about, I got the same message.
No, I'm not going to be there.
Surprise.
Kamani, again, for the record, I will buy a painting from Eric. He is a very good artist. Trust me, I know. He paints with a level of detail that you don't see very often.
Then buy it.
His paintings are true to life, so to speak.
Well, shut up and buy it.
Right.
Jesus.
Buy one. He needs to sell one. Maybe that'll
be emailing in for 2 months. Buy a painting.
Maybe if you buy one, that'll snowball and he'll actually sell them and he can get the hell away from us.
Let's see.
It's going to turn out to be his father or mother, you know.
Oh, it's someone in his family, no doubt. Father, mother, or lover.
They're like, why do you keep going back to talk to those jerks?
Captain Stevie is from Bournemouth, United Kingdom.
Bournemouth?
Bournemouth.
Like Bourne Identity, B-O-U-R-N-E?
Yep. Says he's been listening
since... The Isle of Man and the Bournemouth meet. That's gay.
I've been listening since week 10 last year.
How quick is it? I mean,
so thanks for the great show.
How does it work? How does that mind of his work?
Well, I don't remember anything useful, so I got plenty of room for all this stupid stuff.
But that's the first thing that you hear, like, Bournemouth, England, and the first thing you think of is, oh, that Isle of Man, and I can make a gay joke. I mean, like, how does that work? You really, Eric's right about you. I think you're a repressed homosexual.
I'm telling you, I'm Eric Cartman. Someday he's going to be gay on South Park, and I'm going to be the gay member of this show. My wife is going to be very upset.
I want to vent my spleen regarding Arlen Specter and the myriad ways this fool is proving himself to be such a monumental ass. Okay, he's sick, but tough. That doesn't excuse one from talking crap, hypocrisy, and grandstanding. Wow. How do you accuse the NFL of lacking integrity in the same bitter breath you use to express such righteous indignation when your own integrity is called into question? The NFL saw a problem, came out with it, and then dealt with it. Now the league has correctly, in my opinion, claimed the matter done and dusted. Meanwhile, Spector unquestionably does have a conflict of interest. He just splutters and blusters away any contention that this may, no one's saying it is, Arlen, just nothing, just noting the possibility that it may be a factor in his stupidly over-aggressive pursuit of what has proven to be a white elephant. The man is a menace. If he's concerned about the league, gauge the feelings of those most likely to lose if indeed there is skullduggery afoot, namely the fans and the stakeholders and the owners. So far, I think I'm right in saying that near as damn it. it's universally understood.
I haven't understood a word this guy
that
said.
That camera.
He's trying to use
Spygate
big words.
Is now officially
not
a dead horse.
It's like reading an Eric story.
Just to finish up, I'm also thinking that ultimately, what did the taping achieve that employing an autistic card counter in a mine couldn't?
I don't know. Ask Bill Belichick.
Just get the mime to repeat the actions of the signal callers and film them. The card counter can just use his amazing recall to recount situational data.
Why didn't Belichick do that then? Why is he taping them? We're not the one that right. taped the – that was Belichick. So
we're not the ones who deemed it relevant and useful. And if it's so useless, then why is everyone doing it? Or now we're not on that argument that everyone's doing it? Because it's weird when everyone's doing it and when everyone's not doing it, I get confused. So it changes day to day.
Matt,
by the way, did he say he has a – Spectre has a conflict of interest here? Well, I don't want to align myself in any way with Arlen Spectre, but
– that was the only part of the whole rant yesterday. That
the NFL has a conflict of interest too. If everyone's doing it, it's a slippery slope. They don't necessarily want everybody to know that everybody's cheating.
And that was the only part of the rant by Spectre that you could make an argument that if you really want to know what the truth is, there's probably better ways to go about finding out what the truth is than have the NFL conduct the investigation.
But the NFL does have an interest in preserving the integrity of the game.
Exactly.
To a point.
Which is why if you really want to know what the truth is, you should have someone outside of anyone that has a vested interest in what
if
that
Goodell
truth is.
If Goodell finds out 27 teams are doing it,
he's screwed.
Spectre's argument that holds water, in my opinion, is A, the league gave the penalty before even looking at the evidence. I think that's a legitimate question. B, the destroying of the stuff so quickly, which everybody, and I agree, a kindergartner wouldn't accept that explanation, that you were afraid it was going to get out. I mean, come on. So I think the way the NFL handled it allows people like Spectre to raise these questions. If they had just handled it right in the first place, I don't think this would be an issue right now.
Matt from Springfield's very vicious. He says, how do we hire OJ to kill both Arlen Spectre and Mark Schlereth?
Oh.
I will throw in the first $5. Kraft can cover the rest. Tell OJ that Schlereth banged his wife. And please, I send in emails just about every show but never get them read. Well, this is why.
Tell OJ.
And you actually want to kill Mark Schlereth because he has an opinion?
Because he has an opinion that's no. anti-patriots?
Fred, and this is why.
Holy Moses.
I
like him, though. Read those if you see him in the future.
I like that email. It's coming with a lot of passion. I love it.
Let's see. Mensa in the Bronx says, is this what we elect our politicians to go to Washington to investigate a scandal in football? Where was Spectre when President was lying through his teeth, taking the country to a war that we have no business waging and killing innocent people?
Voting the same way 98% of the other senators and everyone else voted.
There are so many things that Spectre could be investigating. He could be investigating the price gouging of the gas prices and others like politicians cheating on their wives with prostitutes. So there. No comment?
I just don't think they do anything. So to say that, well, why are they using our tax dollars for this? What changes in this country? Nothing. So use it for...
And what do I care whether he's wasting my time playing golf with a rich oil exec?
That's my point.
They're all wasting time down there. I mean, that's the one thing we saw from the baseball scandals. They're all idiots who don't know what they're talking about or what they're doing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably in bed with the oil companies like the rest of them, and that's why he's not going to look into price gouging because it makes his stock go up.
Right, people are surprised that Spectre may be, like a scumbag. Well, how do you think you get to that point in life to begin with? You got to be doing something right.
Politics is 10 times more dirty.
Somebody.
Right, politics is 10 times more dirty than the NFL and Bill Belichick. 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, whatever it is. Bill Belichick would be a clean politician. Paul, did you have something to add?
I have an idea, though. If the government really wants to help out the people, the government should actually get into the oil business, okay? They should come up with nonprofit gas stations where all the extra money goes into research for alternative methods of energy.
Okay.
And so the prices, the gas stations are run so that it's not for big profits and stockholders and all that. So, they make some money. The prices would obviously be a lot lower.
So you're communist.
So you but
you still allow the other companies out there. But now,
because I'm going to drive by the place where gas is $1.50,
but
now for the place that's $5.
But now they have to compete. They have to compete.
I don't care what they do as long as the gas prices go down.
Not going
to
happen.
How long does it take you to think these up?
So what kills me though is that the oil companies say, well, it's out of our control. It's this and that and the other thing. Yet they're making record profits.
And that's, until you get rid of every politician, none of this crap is going to happen.
That's what doesn't make
sense.
I got
to admit, though, Fred, this is the $1.50 gas is much better than that soap idea, right. The last one he came up with.
You know, that's what doesn't.
But no less
that's
ridiculous.
What doesn't, they say that we have no control over this, yet they're making record profits. You know, why do you need to make more profit than you did last year? What if you just lowered your prices and made the same profit that you made last year instead of setting new records every year? That's what kills me. We're being screwed, America.
They have us by the stones, though. They're
they
supposed
do.
To try
it's
to
all
make
Spectre's
profit.
Fault.
But they're supposed to try to make profit. Tom's right. If you tell a company to not make profit, capitalism just went out the window.
Right.
Because that's capitalism.
I heard Belichick is the reason for the high gas prices.
What they should say is, look, until you Americans stop paying the price, we're going to keep raising it.
And until Fred stops making me come to work, I'm going to pay the price.
If Spectre wasn't looking into the Patriots cheating, then
that's
the
true.
Gas prices would be much more in
I think it would
line.
Be. TG says if Belichick recorded the signals without using video, such as notes, photos, then would that not be considered cheating? And is it legal? It is legal.
Legal without videotape. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Now, what if you use a DVD?
Well.
After watching the Walsh tapes, they didn't show anything that anybody at the game couldn't see. It just seems that Belichick was being more efficient at recording the info than, of course, being better at deciphering that data. So the Patriots are being penalized for applying themselves, working harder, getting an edge. I know, they were told not to do it, and they continued. For that, Belichick and the Pats were punished as well as they should be. But on some level, the whole thing seems silly. What if someone in the stands records the signals and posts it on YouTube? Then it's okay if the Patriots watch it? What the?
Yes.
It is. It's true.
Until that person gets arrested from the NFL for taping something illegally because Fox owns the rights to it or CBS.
Did you guys see the ESPN poll where roughly 60% of those polled think stealing signals in baseball is gamesmanship, but in football it's cheating?
That's true.
No, it isn't.
It is true. It's legal in baseball.
But it's also legal in football. You just can't do it with a video camera.
And it's illegal in both with videotaping.
Exactly. If there's a guy on second base with a video camera, it's not gamesmanship. That's cheating.
Right.
That's the difference.
Or if it's in center field and it goes to a bullpen or whatever these teams have done in baseball.
But stealing signals is not illegal.
With videotape is what the poll said.
Oh, okay.
That part was left out of the email conveniently.
Oh.
He giggles over there.
Still TG. He's very upset. He says, first off, thanks a lot. Now, whenever I'm taking a shower and the soap has been dissolved down to a sliver, I think of Fred. That's not good.
I don't blame you, TG. That's not good.
Have you shaved recently?
I've been very good. It hasn't come back. So,
you have a mirror? Do you have like one of those bendy mirrors so you can see your back or something?
No, I mean, you can tell. You know. In which order will the following... In which order will the following people either lose, resign, or get fired from their current job? John Tomasi, Eric Mangini, Roger Goodell, Bill Belichick, Arlen Specter, Matt Walsh, Tom Casale, or Fred Kirsch? So which order will those people...
Fired or retire? Because if it's retire, Fred's number one, Specter two.
Matter of fact, Fred's wearing his retirement watch right now.
You see that, Tom?
Mr. Kraft gave him a retirement present.
Oh, nice.
I got it from $99 at JCPenney.
Nice.
I tell you, if anyone is looking for a good watch,
he's off Fast Pro.
Invicta, INVICTA, is a good watch for the money.
How do you know?
I just bought 500. Yeah,
500 shares of Invicta. Yeah.
Tom, are you resigning or getting fired anytime soon?
I'm not resigning. I don't know about the other part.
Then I'm going to go with the only one on that list that has a chance is Spectre.
Yeah,
at some point, he's not going to be
re-elected. Whenever the next time he runs for office, he won't be reelected. I think he's been an embarrassment, and even people that have voted in the past won't.
I don't know if I'm going to feel so secure about Eric Mangini.
I mean, I don't think Belichick's
going... Yeah, but not regards to this. If he wins 12 games, he stays. If he wins four, he goes.
I don't think Belichick's going anywhere anytime soon. You know, Matt Walsh, assistant golf pro in Hawaii. I don't think that job's
in
jeopardy.
Those jobs are pretty secure.
Who else?
Fred?
Who else is on that list?
Tomasi.
Fred, you're always a... you're a candidate.
It's got to be more than this.
It's got to be more than this in life, Paul.
I might just drop dead.
I agree with that.
Alejandro from Bogota, I have to admit, the shows are not the same without the gay jokes. But I do have to say there's something wrong with the show volume. The sound bites are a lot louder than the host's voices.
That's Gary.
Because Gary, he likes to feature his sound bites. In the last couple of shows, Tom has mentioned the 1994 NFC Championship game won by the 49ers. There's only so much you can find on the web, so could Tom elaborate on the many turnovers the Cowboys had? As for the Patriots, I remember I was so mad after the 05 divisional playoff in Denver because I felt we could have beaten the Broncos, but so many things went inexplicably the wrong way.
Well, the Cowboys just had a terrible game. Aikman threw an interception for a touchdown early. They were down 21-0 in the first 5 minutes of that game and then came back and kind of made it close. But that was one of those games that if they had come back and won, it had just been San Fran would have just blew it because Dallas had no business winning that game that day. They played terribly.
Okay. RJ in Vegas says,
Vegas, do you like? I see. I told you we had someone in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's RJ.
Yeah.
Let me know what it's like out there, RJ. Do you like it? What's that 115 degree heat like?
Well, that's why I was asking you.
Is that a dry heat? Well, no. I was said a while ago that we had someone from Vegas who I couldn't remember. It was RJ.
With everyone ripping on Andy's show the other day, I have to agree it was bad.
Shut up, RJ.
But it's not entirely Andy's fault. His role in the show is to listen to what the host is saying and either make fun of him or make fun of the subject. With Andy hosting himself, he's doing both at
right,
the same
agreed,
time,
yes.
And it doesn't work the same.
Right.
Personally, I'd rather listen to Ben Worthless hot dog jokes. Also, I'm glad Fred agreed about Tom Brady. I'm not worried about Brady working out his body as much, but I think it's a motivational tool for rookies to see him participating. It's part of what they've built here as a team concept.
Feels like the pendulum has swung to Andy's side on the old Brady not working out thing.
And I would assume that's why they brought him back for a dog and pony show when the rookies were here.
Yesterday
for
I read
45
on,
minutes.
Yesterday I read on Pro Football Talk that Jack Del Rio said there has been voluntary activity from 58 of 84 Jaguars this offseason. He said the energy was outstanding. It's what we're going to need.
Yeah, I think their defense is
Del Rio.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
That's the thing you got to worry about. See, people look at the teams on paper. And on paper, the Patriots are better than a team like Jacksonville. But is the hunger the same? I mean, are the Patriots going to have that hungry, we want, you know, a team like, and I don't know if it's going to be Jacksonville, but a Jacksonville is going to have a hunger, a desire to get to that next level. So that's where I think you can be over, where a team can be overtaken is like the Patriots, is if they don't have the mental sharpness. And with Brady not being here, that's the part that I would question. It's not him lifting weights. He doesn't have to bench press or whatever. But you all start together, and you build up to a Super Bowl. Yeah. And when you're, like you said, Fred, the top guy isn't here, if the rookies see Brady lifting at 5, they got to be in here at 4 because they're rookies. And if you don't have that to go by,
right.
It's, you know.
No, I agree.
And Brady addressed it. Did you listen to the interview?
A little bit.
And I thought it was very interesting. He's talked about how his priorities in life have changed, and spending time with his family and friends and loved ones is now priority number one.
In other words, Giselle.
Right.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
I thought
like
football
that.
Used to be important to him.
When Bill heard that, he just said.
On EEI, he said that?
Yeah.
Bill, you know what Bill did? He called O'Connell and said, be ready in 2 years. Because Bill doesn't want to hear that kind of
thing. No, he definitely said that, and he didn't. You know, he just said it sort of matter-of-factly.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't either, Fred.
I think his mind is elsewhere.
You have time for your family when you retire.
That's right.
He's one hot
That's
body, right. And all of a sudden he forgets about football.
But RJ.
I just think it's funny that. He makes a comment like that, which is, you know, kind of what you're looking for from a well-adjusted human being.
But not from a Patriot.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Is football important
whoever
to
whoever said
him?
Anyone involved in the NFL is well-adjusted.
I know, right? Fred, you're right.
But RJ was 100% right about Andy. When he's here, after Fred says something, he comments. When he's a host, he reads it, then comments himself, and laughs to
it's
himself.
It's awkward.
It's like all Andy.
It's a one-man show.
Andy's the only one who finds it funny.
Mr. T in Portland says, the show is mint. I never miss an episode. Keep up the great work. Don't have Andy host again.
Yes.
Where is Kirsch, the fearless leader? Hell, I'll take Eric. Did you guys see The Last King of Scotland? While listening to Andy host, the only thing I could picture was the doctor who yelled before he shoots a cow in the head, will someone please put that animal out of its misery? There was just way too much of Andy just rambling about whatever was running through his head.
You were a little Tony Maz-like that day.
He does do a lot of that already, but usually Fred just talks over him. Sorry to rip you, Andy. You're a funny bastard.
It's okay.
Here's an idea. Throw Tom in the driver's seat. Let's see what He's got.
I
was going to say, we almost said like, what Fred got.
You're like the guy in that, the baby on the E-Trade.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We know what I got. I can't read emails. I don't know how to pronounce words. We've already given that a try.
It's Phuket.
By the way, the ESPN commercial, when they're dancing the salsa, that's funny.
Jose Reyes?
Yeah.
Watch way too many
commercials. I didn't think it was
funny. I just saw it. It was very funny.
Yeah, he watches them when he's supposed to be reading emails, Tom.
More Andy. Josh says, want to tell A-Hole Hart that setting yourself up to make jokes is about the lamest thing ever. At least try to play off someone else's words. Again, Andy has lost
it. I was hosting.
Wow. I have a question for you guys, a total aside. Where was Bill Belichick born?
In Tennessee.
Where was he born?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not saying if it's right or wrong.
I know he was born in Maryland, but I mean he lived in Maryland when he was a kid. But yeah. I'll say North Carolina.
I don't know, New York,
Tennessee, Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee. I didn't know that
because there's a story out there about Tennessee.
Yeah, obviously he grew up in Annapolis, but.
And Robert from
Andy, I just wanted to ask you about setting up your own jokes. Is there a worse show on TV right now than Two and a Half Men?
I didn't watch it.
Ugh.
Tom,
it's
big
so
time down on Two and a Half Men.
And it, just,
it has been predictable of late.
It's
I
like I
that.
Feel like I'm forced laughing through the whole show. Like, I'm supposed to laugh, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree
refresh
with
my
that.
Memory on this. I remember I didn't like this week, but refresh my memory. What was it about?
It was the whole mother thing. He's dating an older lady now because Charlie has to find his feelings. No. Best thing Seinfeld ever did. Never changed the characters. I don't want Charlie finding his feelings. What are you talking about over there, Fred?
Fred Nichols, wants to know if Rachel Nichols is now hot.
She's not.
No, she's
We've
looking
told
better,
you.
I say.
She's not.
But she has what you like.
Really?
Big wide
Fred,
ass.
You know why she looks better to
you? I can't believe you actually said it.
But you know why she
like
looks
her.
Better to you? You're another year older and another year fatter.
No, but
that means your standards
started.
Are going
See,
down
now, that was
every
much
year.
Funnier than anything you ever offer.
When she first started, she wore the black makeup under her eyes. But now she's looking okay. I think she's had a nice makeover, I guess you call it.
Same as ever.
Robert from UK says it's pronounced Bournemouth, not Bournemouth. Just Bournemouth.
Wait a minute. It's all one word?
Yeah, Bournemouth.
Yeah, now you're saying it right. Before you said Bournemouth.
I don't know. You know, if I was from England.
Portsmouth, Rhode Island, you say Portsmouth.
Yeah, but if I was from... You know,
Dart
England.
Mouth.
If I was and I was reading Worcester, would I be able to read it right? You have no idea how it's pronounced.
I know you'd have no chance of reading anything right.
You know,
you read it as two words.
Who's on the phone? Dwayne from Boston. Dwayne, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
You know, as I was sitting down, as I was just listening to you guys talk, I thought of a perfect PFW slogan for you guys.
Okay.
With PFW in progress. We talk Patriots. We talk sports. And we talk nonsense. What other show can you listen to where you talk about Seinfeld? And
this is true.
How to pronounce town names. Anyway.
In England.
Anyway, I want to know what you guys' perception is of Matt Walsh's comments that he made in the Times and some of the excerpts from the HBO show.
Which one specifically?
Well, I'll tell you what. There was one thing that I was reading. Where he described how a quarterback would take the signals from the tape and decipher them, give the information to Charlie Weiss, and then Charlie Weiss would then give the signal to the quarterback in the huddle.
Well, I was assuming that's how it worked.
Yeah, I figured they used the information some way.
Yeah.
And that would be a logical way, you know, for it to kind of get dispensed from one spot to the other.
I mean, you know, they didn't go through all this videotaping for nothing. They used it for something. You know, now, if they didn't have it, would it have been the end of the world? No. But they made use of it.
And the most likely candidate is a backup quarterback who has no real job on the day unless the starter gets hurt.
You know,
every other guy could be on the field at some point.
And I'm sure that there were some teams they were able to use it more than others because of the way they signal or whatever. You know,
this is the thing, though. I mean, whenever I hear about the signals, I don't really think of it as – the Patriots memorized the signals, and they would see the coach do the signals and just automatically have a completely reactionary offense. I think that might have set the Patriots up for failure if they just did it, if it was just that simple. So that's why to be honest with you, I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't use the information. I just have a hard time believing that it was that reactionary. Like, a quarterback would just look across the field and tell Charlie Rice what it is, and Charlie Rice would call the play just based on that information.
No, I don't think that happened. I think what happened was, it's look out for this, you know.
Yep.
There's a good chance this is cover two, or, you know, we think they're blitzing. I think it's more specific instances than every play saying, well, they're going to be in 4-3 cover two with, you know, this guy blitzing. I think it's more just look out for this.
You know what defense the Colts are going to run just by scouting them. I mean, the Colts do basically the same thing every game.
Right.
But if they have a certain signal for a rare blitz that they run,
right,
I think that's where it would be beneficial, not necessarily just going up against the defense.
We talked about that upstairs. It's not necessarily knowing play to play what's going to happen. It's knowing that 1, 2, 3 times a game where they might throw a wrinkle at you in terms of a blitz or a coverage, and if you know that's coming, you can avoid the big bad play. So it's not necessarily getting the big good play every single play, the hitting the perfect offensive play. It's avoiding, a blitz with a strip sack or a bad interception because you didn't know what the coverage was. It's avoiding those types of game changers.
Right. One thing that I think gets underplayed from time to time is just how much I think that these videotaping practices might have played into how well Bill Belichick seems to know every other coach in the NFL. I noticed that whenever he plays a coach in the press conference, he always can say every single tendency that coach has. And come to find out, you know, there's this videotape practice coming about where he's not only viewing the team's defense, but viewing how he signals the information in and everything. Do you think that might play a part in how aware he is and how other team's defense is?
I absolutely do. I think that it's part of the whole puzzle. You know, whatever you want to call it at this point in time, part of what Bill Belichick does and what makes him the winner he is because they don't leave any stone unturned. They'll look for any way to get to know their opponent. You know, it's like war. You got to know your enemy.
Plus, he clearly has a photographic memory or a very, very good recall in terms of film and football.
Sure.
I mean,
except for Matt Walsh, he doesn't.
He forgets Matt Walsh. But seriously, like someone like you, Fred, and this may come off as a shot, or someone like myself, we could confuse ourselves. Oh, crap, did he use his middle finger or his pointer finger? Ah, crap, is it a blitz or is it not? We would get confused, but they see it, and they know exactly what they saw on film that comes after that signal.
Yeah.
And it is part of the whole, you're not only scouting the other team's personnel, but you're scouting the coach. Scouting what that coach does. And as Dwayne mentioned, when he talks about playing against Denver or Mike Shanahan, he knows what Mike Shanahan does from years of experience of watching what he does. And it's not just the signals. That's part of it. As Bill admitted in the Globe piece in February, it's a piece of the puzzle. It's one, you know, maybe on a scale from 1 to 100, it's a 1. But there's a lot of different pieces that all add up. And as Andy points out, he has the ability to recall it when he needs it.
Yep.
That's the key.
All right. I'm gone. Have a good day.
All right,
Dwayne.
Good,
Dwayne.
Somebody who was allowed in one of his game plan meetings early in, you know, Wednesday is when they hand out the game plan to the team. He was allowed in one of those meetings, and Belichick stood in front of all the players. And I forget which coach they were playing. I think at the time it might have been it wasn't Mora. This is a ways back. Anyway, he stood up there in front of the players and said, you know, we're playing such and such coach. This is where he went to college. This are all his jobs. This is the kind of background he comes from. You know, once he became a coordinator, he blitzed X percentage of the time. I mean, he laid this whole thing out about this coach that they were going to face on Sunday. And that's the kind of level of detail that they go to. You know, so everything counts. Every little thing counts.
Yeah, and I think that's probably
what makes them great.
That's probably his biggest strength is that he has the ability to realize that a lot of these different things. I think some people could have all that data and not really know how to use it. And I think that's what you were kind of talking about, Andy,
if it was us doing it, the forest for the trees, or the trees for whatever you said.
He has the ability to get all this data and use it to his advantage and find a reason why it's important. You know, we do those things in the preview every week where we do a little highlight box of the coordinators.
Yep.
You know, we just kind of like give a brief little synopsis of what the coordinator has done in his past and what kind of tendencies. Bill uses that stuff, you know, as part of the game plan. That's important information.
Well, not our
for him.
Stuff, but the stuff.
No. You know what I mean.
What's PFW saying?
Right.
No, that's Wade Phillips.
Yeah, Wade Phillips is using Dallas Weekly, right. Cowboys Football Weekly.
When Cowboys run. I mean, we don't have the advantage.
Well, I guess we won't run then.
Well, when the Patriots run, they say they're going to have the advantage. I'm taking that away.
I'll show them.
I can see Belichick. Hey, did you know? And he's reading the little box at the bottom. Football 101. All right.
Doug Flutie is 57 footballs tall.
All right. Things you don't care about. I care.
I only draft M's and W's in the first round.
Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. Ken says, Fred, you're an idiot.
I agree.
You really think the government can completely run, competently run anything, much less a national gas station chain? I mean, could you see the lines at the station while the government workers there took their allowed 15-minute smoke break every 10 minutes? If you don't like gas...
But what do you need anybody working there for?
If you don't like gas...
Pay at the pump. Right. When was the last time you encountered someone working at a gas station?
If you don't like gas prices, do what I do. Stop driving as much as possible. Capitalism works. Stop paying the prices and they'll go down. Stop paying and prices will go up. Keep paying and prices will go up enough to make alternative fuel profitable to research. Specter is an idiot, as is every other politician in office or running for office. His only goal is to get reelected, and he's trying to grab on the feelings of Steeler fans who feel cheated. By the way, I thought Spygate was over. Why are we still talking about it? Shouldn't we talk about why Brady still isn't really back, or any rumors about Sale coming or not coming back? Hasn't something football-related happened that's not Spygate?
Sure, let's talk about Sale. What do you got?
He's not coming back.
I emailed his agent.
Did you?
So we got nothing.
I didn't say he emailed back. Yeah, I got nothing. We can talk about Brady. I'd be happy to talk about that.
We got nothing there
either.
We've
been talking about it.
We've talked about
it. By the way, did you see the thing today that if he gets married to Giselle, the photos will be worth $1 million?
Is that right?
Yeah.
$1 million.
That they're a worldwide celebrity.
How much would,
you know, David Silverman's emailing him right now.
How much?
They'll be blurry and off center.
How much? How much will his nuts that she has in a jar be worth?
How about the fact that Giselle was not on Maxim's top 100 list?
Of girls?
That's a terrible.
Of girls?
Well, what are you, Eric?
What's the list of?
Yes.
But was it
100, top 100, you know, hottest.
Well, if it's beautiful people, women. Then that includes men. Was it just
no,
girls?
No, hottest women.
Hottest women. She's not?
Why would Maxim worry about men?
I don't think she's that hot. I'd rather have Jessica Simpson.
I would, too, but. I think Giselle's probably in the top 100 celebrities.
Did you hear, by the way?
Pretty hard to imagine she's not in the top
100. She and Romo have broken up.
Tom, is that accurate?
So one quarterback is focusing more on football while the other one's going the opposite.
One is refocusing on football now after a little, you know, slippage.
Hunger. See? That's hunger.
That's why the Cowboys are going to win it all.
Well, they won't,
it was
or it's going to blow up like a freaking 4th of July firework.
Going to win it all this year.
No, I said they're going to be in the AFC title game against
any
the Patriots.
They're off Pittsburgh now.
Any concern, though, about that whole thing, like becoming too whipped from a woman and not having your head? Like, what if him and Giselle get in a fight before a game that she caused by her, most likely, jealousy? Any concern there at all?
I think I'll go back to Buck O'Kilroy, God bless his soul, who said, I used to tell all the players, don't ever get married. They'll ruin you. That's what he would tell the players.
Well, to be fair, Brady's not married. He's just banging her.
Well, he might as well be.
Yeah, he might as well be.
He is whipped. There's no question about
that. I don't know about that, but it's just the focus isn't. I want him here. I said May 1st. I don't want this appearance.
If he's not here by June 1st, damn it.
I was going to say, it's almost July 4th.
I'm not looking for cameos. I'm looking for...
Soon, by the way, he'll be skipping mandatory things.
I'm looking for him to set the example for the younger guys.
What if he's looking for a new contract?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard about it.
I mean, they're just giving guys like David Garrard big money. Maybe he's saying, you know what? I'm Tom Brady. Giselle told me that I need more money.
She's not working anymore.
For digging on me.
I want to be paid in euros.
Brian says, Tom, there is hope. He says, I work with a number of guys who are in their early 30s and just starting families. I wish I had 10 cents, or in your case, $45 per person per year for all the times they have come and asked me if I have anything to read on the throne. I say the tradition continues.
Tom's not in his early 30s.
Yeah.
That boat has left the wharf.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
He's no longer in his early 30s.
In general, people are going to the internet for all their information. It's going to be interesting to see how that affects the paper business.
Steve writes in, if Belichick was an available coach, do you think there is a team or fan base that wouldn't jump at the chance to hire him as their head coach even after Cameragate?
Nope.
Every team would. There would be a bidding war out there like you never saw before.
I would think that's accurate.
Let's see. Zambingo? Is that his name?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, Tom. It's going to be some simple name.
Yeah.
No, it says Zambingo.
Where's he from?
Doesn't say. He says two things. One, I believe Dom Capers was hired as insurance. He'd be the interim coach if any more sanctions against Belichick came. Do you think that's a possibility? I don't know.
I don't think it's accurate, but it would certainly be an added benefit of bringing him on staff.
I think they just upgraded their defense, pure and simple.
I do too. And if they were I find it hard to believe the Patriots would have been so adamant in all their statements if they thought there was a chance that they were going to be proven incorrect.
Two, also correct me again if I'm wrong, but taping is fine. It's taping from the sidelines and areas that we did that was against the rules. No, that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
You can't tape, period. Other than
the game.
You can tape the game, you just can't tape the coaches.
Right, right. So if right, when you boil it right down, so that isn't right, so I'm not going to get into that.
There'll be no boiling.
Yes, it is cheating as it's against the rules, but the lack of attention on what really is the infraction in this case is horrible. Again, if I understand, no, you did not understand it.
Stop reading.
Yeah. Because it has nothing to do with the area in which they taped. It's what they were taping. So,
right.
That's it. Todd in Nova Scotia, if you want high gas prices, come to Nova Scotia. I paid $1.35 something this morning. That's $5.13 per gallon. So he's blaming Belichick, he says, for that. Why not? Everyone else does.
I thought the American dollar was less than the Canadian dollar now or something.
No, not Canada yet. No.
It's just getting closer.
Yeah, actually, they say, you know, if you're going to Canada, it's a cheap vacation.
Well, they used to really emphasize that, but I thought it was the gap was either closing or closed. Well,
I don't know.
Because you can take that cat thing from up in Portland somewhere in Maine and head over to Nova Scotia. Cheap vacation, Tom. Bunch of honeymoon in Nova Scotia. See if Allison buys that one.
Let's see. Kamani,
you're
going
to bring her on your honeymoon, right?
Kamani, one more time.
To Las Vegas.
He says he's trying to buy a painting from Eric, but he won't sell me anything under
$700. $700? I thought it started out at $7,000.
Well, he's got him down.
If the detail is every bit as intense. And
I mean, Kamani, if you truly are a lover of artists and paintings, $700 isn't that much.
Does anyone also think it's comical that Eric won't sell a painting for $700 when he can't sell one anywhere else?
I think we've been down that road before.
I drive up and deliver it to him.
I'd say, hey, you want a duplicate?
Anyway, he says he doesn't know Eric personally. I'm just a fan who enjoys listening to Eric squirm when I ask him hard-hitting questions like, what did you do over the weekend? it's my angle for the show. Stripper's claim to fame on the show is that he comes up with football facts at a moment's notice. Mine is that I can get Eric to open up about his life on the air, which isn't easy. You have learned more about Eric the 4 months I've been mailing in than you have since he started working there.
That's why we don't like you.
Yeah, that's why we want you to stop.
But let's keep this to ourselves when Eric gets back.
You want
to
eat my salad?
So. What's going on with that Antoine Quezon guy?
Oh, God.
RJ back. He says about the weather. You asked about the weather?
Yeah.
In Vegas. Dry heat.
He says, I used to live in Gloucester. Did I say that right?
No.
What is it, Gloucester?
Gloucester, yeah.
Near where Paul lives.
That is correct.
I lived there for 3 years, and I love the weather. The thing is, you're moving to the exact opposite from what you live in now. For 3 months out of the year, you just don't go outside. Except it's not because of snow, it's because of heat.
Well, that's perfect for you.
Tom loves it.
Hot is hot. Anyone who tells you it's a dry heat means that there is very little humidity, so in a sense, it's easier to handle because you don't come out of the shower sweating, but we're 40 minutes from Death Valley, for Christ's sake. For me, I have connections to the strip pools, or I go to the Colorado River, Lake Mead. It makes the heat a lot easier to handle. If you want to know anything else about it, just ask. I work in the media industry like you.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you like it? I mean, I didn't. What are you, a weatherman? I asked you if you like living out there. What's it like?
Sounds like he likes it. You know?
Well, maybe he's there just for his job, and he's right. learned to just live with it.
Right.
Like he liked Gloucester.
I got to be honest with you. He wasn't really a hell of an endorsement.
Yeah, I got a friend I went to school with that he lives in South Dakota. He's part of. No, I can't really talk about it, but it's a government related thing. And he got stationed in South Dakota.
That's pretty random.
And that's the only reason. It's the only reason why he lives there. And I'm like, so what's it like? He's like. Words can't describe how bad it is. He right. hates it. He absolutely hates it, but, you know, he has to do it.
Do you live in
that
Henderson?
That might be what RJ's talking about.
What's that, Tom?
Does RJ live in Henderson?
I think that's where Andre Agassi's from. Henderson, Nevada.
Where Mike Tyson lives.
Henderson's nice. I've been out there.
Fred started a paper there once.
I have an aunt who lives out and a cousin who lives in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. He used to run he runs a food and beverage for Caesar's Palace.
What is he, Robert De Niro's character? You know?
So you're saying he's in the mob?
Yeah. No.
That's what all the mob guys
Caesars.
Brighty from Cambridge. I can't listen live, so I'll be downloading the podcast later if Chris manages to get it up in time for once.
Right.
That's what his wife asks.
Oh. Anyway, my question is, do you think that Brady is starting to show signs of complacency, and this is the reason that he hasn't been back yet?
Yep.
Has he realized that he is one of the star players and thinks he doesn't need to be there?
Yep.
Or has he just retired and not told anyone?
That too. We know my feelings on this. I'm concerned.
You are.
I'm not.
Could be the downfall of the dynasty.
I'm not concerned for him. I'm concerned about for the younger guys. Like
right.
Tom
well,
says.
That's the heart of the dynasty. He can't do it alone.
Sure he can. He's done it alone for 8 years.
No, I disagree. You got to have the role players. You got to have Wes Welker playing above his head. Of course, everything's above his head.
As long as Brady's here, Wes Welker will be able to play above his head.
Strippers reminds us that you can't take pictures of singles with the new cameras. They let you shoot a steady stream of shots in a row, so it's almost like video. And the Patriots have purchased many of those in the last couple weeks. So they won't be violating the rules anymore.
Yeah,
they won't
just
be
hold
shooting
down
video.
The button.
That's right. It's not video. But this is what I'm talking about. Okay? You know.
All right.
You know, that would be an example of someone. I didn't take video.
What is video? If I take a lot of pictures close together, are they not?
They're not
still
video.
Stills?
No, they're snapshots.
But if you hold them together and snap them, then they're video.
That's a flip card. That's still not video.
You didn't do that when you were in, like, elementary school?
Yeah,
you draw a picture,
yeah.
And then it's a little different on the next page?
Right. You flip it. It's like, what do they call them? Flip books, I think.
So at some point, doesn't that turn into video? How long is the delay between stills to make it not a video?
It's still not video.
It's still not video.
You know, so that's a good example.
And that's exactly right there why Roger Goodell laughed. He would laugh at that one, too. Oh, no, it's stills.
Well, then why don't they rewrite the rules saying you can't, you know, take the signals and, you know, you can't steal signals, you know, through any means? Why
not just
say
including eyeballs? You can't scout them? You can't?
Well, why not just say that? Why not just say it's illegal to steal signals through any means for future use?
But how do you know someone's doing it? When a scout... You know, those advanced scouts are in the booth and they have their binoculars on the field. Are they on the field or are they on the sideline?
You don't, but then if someone gets caught, they're caught. There's no excuse. You can't, there's no excuse. You can't say, well.
You'd still find one.
Phil would.
But it's just one of those things. It's like, oh, my God. You know.
Exactly.
You're the team. Just hide your signals. You know.
I got an
do
idea.
Do whatever you have
just
to
play
do.
Just play football.
Right.
Yeah, but that's part
How's
of
that?
It.
I do love that argument, though. I kind of agree with you. I agree with the Mike Martz. If he saw a guy with a Patriots shirt on, he probably should have kicked him out.
Oh, I absolutely agree
But
with
on
that.
The slippery slope, isn't that the girl wearing the tight skirt asking to be raped? She was asking for it. She shouldn't have walked down the dark. I mean.
No, it's not the same.
No.
I think it's the
Jesus.
Same. I think it's the same.
Gee, Fred's all mad. Jesus.
Oh, you can't bring up rape on this show like you've done 100,000 times?
Fred's so mad. It's 154, and he's still actually
right.
doing the show.
Usually he cuts the show by now.
I have 156.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just
that
going
why
by
you always
clock.
End the show like 5 minutes early?
It's usually because I'm just bored. And I'm Let's see. Steven has a PFW slogan. He says, how about PFW in Progress, the only show that guarantees strippers? People wouldn't know what we're talking about.
That is accurate, though.
Yeah. Speaking of strippers, how you doing on that Spectre expose on the dirty? We're counting on you. By 5 o'clock, I want to see some scandalous things.
Scandalous.
Up on the dirty.
Gary's like hitting buttons
Fred
in there.
Kirsch Goulet. let's see. All I'm left with is T-shirt slogans. Greg from Waltham on the front, Patriots Football Weekly from the bowels of Gillette Stadium on the back, to the bowels of the hosts.
This is where last Thursday spiraled.
That's right.
Yeah, except you started it at 12:30, and I did it at 3 minutes out.
May have been 12:05.
You had emails that talked about something else. I didn't.
Why?
Because that's we got hundreds of emails that day, and every email said
slogan idea.
Got your slogan. Read my slogan.
It's kind of fun, actually, to think of these things and send them in.
I mean, for like 3 minutes, not an hour and a half, 2 hours.
This is John Rook's show every
day,
by the way. But, all right. He throws out a question and just, you know, they just.
Shot at John Rook.
What do you got there, Paul? Breaking news?
Shake it.
Huh?
Jeff in Hawaii says, in case you missed the obvious, I collaborated with LaDainian Tomlinson on this slogan, PFW in progress. If we're not eating, we're not trying.
Oh. That was not bad.
Fred just disgusted.
All right. Angry at that?
That's going to do it for this edition of PFW in progress. We will see you next Tuesday with another edition, and maybe we'll have more news. Who knows?